Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
And back here at CarMax Stadium in Kabul on the Red Bull Mike Crace. Statman Adam is here. The captains are at the middle of the field. Zach Jones, along with Mikhail Cray and Kyron Magnuson, represent the Thayer Bobcats out there. The captains, number 54, Savage Waters, number 77, this to be kid, and is Eddie Swislowski, 6'6", about, what, 340?
He is a big lad.
And number 24, and that's who I want to talk about, that is Braxton Davis, three-year starter running back for these Kabul Bulldogs, and, you know, Coach Will Weber talked about on the Coach's Corner, kind of reminds him of Garrett Young, that played for the Thayer Bobcats, just a few years ago.
Yeah, he's even built like him.
Yeah, kind of looks like him out there on the football field, and he's a young man we'll have to keep an eye on tonight. But both of these teams, I think, with the wet football, they're going to have to go to the ground game maybe more than they thought they would, because I know Thayer was talking about the fact that they may have to try to establish the pass to run like they did last week. But that may have to change, and it might be the same way for the Kabul Bulldogs. They like to throw it. They're going to run out of the spread, but that may have to change because those wet footballs get slick.
Yes, they do. They get hard to throw and hard to catch.
Yes, they do, and so that may change the whole dynamic of this game. Of course, the big news tonight, and we kind of touched on it on the coach's corner, the Willison brothers are not dressed out for the game tonight. Now, Jackson Willison did try. He dressed, and he went through some of the drills, but he just couldn't go, and Jackson has got turf toe.
Yes, and he's been walking around with a limp.
Yeah, and if you know anything about turf toe, about the only reason or the only way to get rid of it is to stay off of it and not put any pressure on it. So Jackson is out for tonight, the Thayer Bobcats leading rusher and one of the leading rushers in the South Central Association. And Griffin Willison, his twin brother, has got a deep thigh bruise, and he also is out for the game tonight. In their place, the sophomore.
Both of them.
Yeah, both of them. Peyton is a junior. Peyton Mills will be back there, the junior. And Mark Spencer, the sophomore, will get a start tonight, his first, as a Thayer Bobcat on Friday night. Thayer Bobcats won the toss. They elected to receive, and we are getting ready for football tonight. I want to say thanks to some more of your Thayer Bobcat boosters. Good folks like the Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer. Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton in Thayer and Alton. Willow Springs Realty, Solomon Cornelius, the loft at the Fred O'Neill and the 11th Point River Title Company in Thayer. Forstler's True Value and Napa Auto Parts, Legacy Auto Body Incorporated, Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service, along with the Farmers Insurance, Stephen Clark in Thayer, Barton Electric in Thayer, Steak and Shake of West Plant, the Carter Funeral Homes of Thayer and West Plant, the Alton Bank, and Thayer Fitness and Nutrition. Welcome all of our Thayer Bobcat boosters tonight. Remember, for every touchdown the Thayer Bobcats score tonight, Adam, $50 in the bank for the kids at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Thanks to Thayer Dental Care. We appreciate Dr. Patel and his staff for making that happen. Now, when you get two players like the Willison brothers out of your lineup, it also changes your kickoff return and effects to defense. We'll talk about that a little bit later on because they are both among the top five leading tacklers on this football team. Thayer Bobcats back deep to receive. Two men back deep, three up. And here it goes. It's an onside kick attempt by Kabul. And we're going to get a whistle and a penalty flag coming down. Kabul was offside. So Thayer Bobcats, I think they were ready for it. They got Austin Green up on that front line. They had scouted that one and saw Kabul do that before.
Yeah, everybody kind of shifted over this way.
Yeah. Well, even one of the Thayer deep men, number eight out there, that is Brendan Bigger, he had creeped way up to the 30-yard line. So they were anticipating that would happen. It will be a five-yard penalty, and that will back it up to the 35-yard line. We talked about this Wislowski kid for Kabul. He's a big kid, 6'6", about 340. He also is the kicker.
He is. We've seen him kicking PATs earlier.
Yeah.
On the kickoff now.
Kicking the extra point, and he was deadly on those extra points,
yeah,
and he didn't move.
No, it's one step and a kick.
It's just one step and a good a kick. And that's where he's at now. They look like they might want to try this onside again. Number 77 tees it up. That hurt another bouncing ball. Bobcats, oh, they touched it. Now ball loose on the ground, and Kabul says they have it. Thayer Bobcats had three opportunities to get the bouncing ball, and Kabul has recovered. The Kabul Bulldogs onside kick is successful, and they'll take it first and 10 at their own 46-yard line. Boy, when you know it's coming and you still give it up, and the mistake the Bobcats made is somebody stepped up there before the 10 yards and touched the ball, and now they've given it back to Thayer.
Not sure what's going on here.
Well, the Bobcat fans now cheering, and the officials are getting together. Say, who got this ball? Thayer's got the defense out there. I think it's going to be Kabul ball. Yeah.
A lot of confusion early here.
Yeah, so it is Kabul football. They line up in a 2x2, two wide to either side of the field. Their quarterback is a sophomore. He is Trey Atkins, wearing number 7. Jesse Hale had been a quarterback earlier in the year. He has moved to a wide receiver spot, and he is a good one. In the backfield, number 24, Braxton Davis. He is to the left side of the quarterback in shotgun. Atkins, long signal count. Kabul with it. They give it. No. Little play action. Throwing the ball down the field. This one is going to be intercepted by the Thayer Bobcats at the 17-yard line. Thayer Bobcats, Wayne Grimes, comes over from safety and intercepts the pass at the 23-yard line. He fell out of bounds with it, so the Thayer Bobcat defense gets the ball back for the offense after the failure to recover the onside kick. So they have Bobcats.
Old Fastlane says, we'll just take the ball right here.
Yeah, and a beautiful play. Got there just as the ball got to the receiver to intercept it, and the coach for Kabul down there arguing the call. But that won't do him any good, Coach Pittler. And the Thayer Bobcats have it first and 10. So Thayer with the changes. It'll be number 20, Peyton Mills, and number 1, Mark Spencer in the backfield, along with Landry Pitch, that quarterback. Fastlane Grimes at 1 wide out. The wideout is going to line up as a tight end. That is number 7 for the Thayer Bobcats, Eric Seimer. He had a big touchdown catch a week ago. Thayer doubles tight, and in a powerhouse formation, power T, they're going to give it to Spencer, running over the right side. Left side gets out across the 20 to the 26-yard line. That'll be a good 4-yard pickup by Mark Spencer, the sophomore, for the Thayer Bobcats. And, you know, he is not just fast. They actually give him out to the 27. That'll be a 5-yard pickup. He's not just fast, he's quick, and he's shifty, and he's hard to tackle.
I've been thinking about it since I found out he was going to be starting tonight. He's elusive.
That's a good word. He is elusive. And it took him 5 yards to catch him there. Second down and 5 for the Thayer Bobcats. And now we got a penalty flag coming down, and we're going to get a sideline warning against the Kabul Bulldogs already, and their coach is still arguing down there about that play. And it's not because he was on the field. He's down. You know, you can't get down below the 25-yard line. And their coach is down there standing right on the line. And now the official's coming over and saying, leave it alone. I don't want to hear any more about it. Well, second down and 5 for the Thayer Bobcats. A bit of controversy, and the coach still arguing with the official. And he better be careful.
He's already got his hand on the flag.
Yeah, he does. He may get him with another one. Wow, he's standing right on the line where he can go. Anyway, second down and 5. Thayer again in the full pit house backfield. We got a penalty flag down, and we're going to get
offside.
Was it the defense offside? Yeah, offside's on the defense. That'll be 5 yards and be very close to a first down for the Thayer Bobcats. So, Coach, might want to quit barking at the official and pay attention to his football team. It's going to be just short of the first down. It'll be second down at about a 0.5 yard. Oh, the Thayer Bobcats just underway here in Kabul. CarMax Stadium, 11-11 to go in the first quarter. Thayer again in a power T formation, double tight end set. Grimes, Mills, and Spencer in the backfield. They get to Spencer running over the left side. Gets inside the block, got a first down, breaks the tackle to the 40. Still on his feet up to the 42.5-yard line. That'll be a 10-11-yard pickup on a second down and a 0.5 yard. And Mark Spencer moves the chains for the Thayer Bobcats. That's a first down brought to you by the Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains. So Thayer keeps the drive alive on a second down and 0.5 yard. They're up to the 42-yard line, first and 10. Again, Thayer coming in the T formation. Spencer, Mills, and Grimes in the backfield, double tight Thayer. Thayer just playing good old power football here against the Kabul Bulldogs. Landry Pitts up under center, long signal count. Going to give it to Grimes. Grimes trying to get to the outside, gets his feet cut out from under him. It's a 45-yard line. It'll be about a 3-yard pickup to Fastlane Grimes trying to get to the corner. Couldn't quite get there. Good defensive play. Number 11 making a play for the Kabul Bulldogs. Has a good tackle. And it's Caleb Graven, the junior. Second down and 7 for the Thayer Bobcats. Just underway here at CarMax Stadium in Kabul. 10:25 on the first quarter clock. Thayer's on the drive here to the 45-yard line. And again, line it up in that power T formation.
I think this is to help some nerves with Spencer mm-hmm. Mills.
Really and get a little more blocking out there. He's going to lock that little option play here. Landry Fitz trying to keep it. He's going to cut it up, and he gets smacked down. Big number 54 for the Kabul Bulldogs and number 33 there for the tackle. That's Maverick Smith and Savage Waits.
Savage Waits. He's one of the captains tonight.
Yes. And that's a two-yard loss. It'll bring up a third down and nine for the Thayer Bobcats. Well, they're trying to run the option. There seemed to be a little bit of confusion on that play. The pitchback went way too close to the quarterback. Well, they are going to line it up here. First time we've seen them out of the T formation. They're going to be in split backs. Wide receivers to either side. Tight end on the far side. Landry Fitz back looking to throw and slips and falls down in the mud. And that's going to be an issue tonight, especially right where the Bobcats are. Landry's tried to set his feet, and he had receivers wide open all over the field, and he slipped and fell. And that'll be a five-yard loss. It's going to be a fourth down and 14, and Thayer's going to be forced to punt on their opening possession. So the mud already coming into play here in this game. Landry Fitz, the Bobcat punter, he'll be back to kick. Kabul got a hand back around the 30-yard line to receive. Landry takes the snap, puts the foot into it. Good high knuckling kick. Kabul's going to let it hit at about the 30. Takes a Kabul bounce. And now Kabul trying to recover it. They touched it. The Thayer Bobcats have recovered. It'll be first down, Thayer Bobcats.
I believe it hit him on the bounce back.
Yeah, I think it did. It hit him. And then he went over to try and recover it, and the Thayer Bobcats recover the ball at the 41-yard line. Well, there's been no indication from the official.
They threw a ball in from Kabul. Must be a Kabul ball.
Well, he must have got back on it. Well, I thought it looked like the Bobcats had gotten that ball. I think the Bobcat coach is now getting on the official on the sidelines that they recovered. They're gonna give it to Kabul. The white hat goes over to talk to the sideline official. I think that was a bad call. I'm like you. I think it touched him. I don't think the official saw it.
Yeah, because even he came to the sideline shaking his head. And he's telling his coach now, it hit me.
Yeah, that ball hit him, and the official didn't see it. Thayer recovered it, but it's going to be Kabul ball. It's on 41-yard line. So Kabul has run one play tonight. It was an interception on a deep ball. Atkins in there, quarterback again, number 7, just a sophomore.
Looks like Trevor Lawrence out there.
He does have the long hair, and he's kind of long in length. Davis is the long back in the backfield. Now they send the man in motion across the front of the play. They give it to Davis running up in the middle. He's got some room to run. He's out to the 50, to the 45. Grimes hits him at the 40 and brings him down at the 37. But a big run, and that thing was wide open on the left side. Wide open over there. Lane Grimes gets up and gets a hold of one of his teammates and says, you've got to stop that. I mean, nobody defensively on the left side of the field. Everybody went to the right side with the motion man. They made a good fake. Then gave it to Braxton Davis, and he rolls off what, about 25 yards?
Yep.
25 yards in the first down for the Kabul Bulldogs. This time they give the ball to number 40 up in the middle. He gets hit at the line. Guys ahead to about the 35, maybe the 34-yard line. Number 40, that is Tyler Fleetwood. Boy, you got a great name for football when your name is Fleetwood. That'll be a pickup of about 2 yards, second down and 8. Well, the Kabul Bulldogs on the roll here. After a really strange start to this game.
It has been strange.
From the first play to the punt that bounced off a Kabul player that the officials didn't see.
Welcome to the spooky season.
it certainly is. Welcome to October. 2x2 for the Kabul Bulldogs, 2 wide to either side. The quarterback looking to throw, throws this one out into the flats. That ball is incomplete. Nice defensive play out there by the Thayer Bobcat. Number 7, that is Eric Simer. Simer hits the receiver just as the ball went through his hands, took him down, pass is incomplete, and it'll bring up a third down. And about 8 yards to go for the Kabul Bulldogs. Pass was intended for number 11, Caleb Graven, a junior wideout. This time they'll go 3x1. 3 to the far side, the right side of the field. 1 wide to the near side. I'd watch this guy over here, number 33, Maverick Smith.
That's Jesse Hale.
That is Hale, isn't it? No, it's 33. Okay. Here to give up in the middle. Davis has got it. Bobcats hit him at the line. He powers ahead to the 30. He'll pick up 4 yards on the play, but it's going to be well short of the first down marker. They've got to get to the 26. Ball sits on the 30. So fourth down and 4. Kabul at the Thayer Bobcat 30-yard line. And it looks like they're going to go for it. And I just saw, did I see a little lightning over?
I don't think
we're
supposed to talk about it.
I don't think so. It was a long ways away, but I think some lightning to the north. All right, we're going to go for it here. They have got three receivers wide to either side.
With a blocker
only
in front of
three offensive linemen around the ball. Yeah, they're going to throw this thing on a fourth and four real quick. They get it outside, and the ball carrier is Hinch, gets away from one tackle. Dives ahead for a first down at the 25-yard line. Number 40, Tyler Fleetwood. Bobcats had him and let him get away, so bad tackling. And a first down for the Kabul Bulldogs down to the Thayer Bobcat 25-yard line. Now we're going to get an official timeout. And why are we taking an official timeout? Looks like they're going to take a hold. I don't know. Kabul had to do something here, an equipment issue or something. All right, so here we go. It'll be first and 10. Guys on the far sideline need to move the chains. They still got it fourth and 5. Well, now they're doing it. Here we go. We're down to 6:59 to go in the first quarter. No score here at Kabul. But the Bulldogs are moving down to the 25-yard line of the Thayer Bobcats. I like that play they just ran.
That was a pretty play.
That was pretty.
That was different.
Atkins again back there at shotgun. They're going to give to the reverse man this time. That is Fleetwood again. He's going to carry the pile inside the 25 to about the 22-yard line. About 3 yards on the play. Number 40, Tyler Fleetwood. Zach Jones making a tackle for the Thayer Bobcats. Bobcats are making the hits, but the backs are getting extra yardage after contact.
Yep, they're not wrapping up just real
good. Yeah, not wrapping up real good. And wet jerseys may be part of that because these teams warmed up while it was raining. Everybody's probably sloppy wet out there. Second down at about 7 for Kabul. Atkins back looking to throw. Throws this one out into the flat. Ball is caught. Missed tackle again. Ball carrier down to the 15 and brought down at the 13. Number 31, Evan Counts, the junior, made the catch out of the backfield. And it's going to be a 10-yard pickup and another first down for the Kabul Bulldogs. A Bobcat defense not playing real well here in the first quarter. Not getting any pass rush on the quarterback at all, and he's got wide open receivers out there. Here's Atkins again going to give it on a handoff to Davis. Davis right up the middle. He's going in for a touchdown. Kabul. Braxton Davis, number 24, on a 14-yard touchdown run right up the middle of the Thayer Bobcat defense. It was like nobody saw him coming. Touchdown, Kabul. Comes with 5:59 to go in the first quarter. That was an impressive drive by the Bulldogs, and they have got the Thayer Bobcat defense just out of place. They just they look like almost they don't know where they're at right now.
Well, when you have two of your linebackers out,
exactly.
Bull knows that, you know they're targeting on that.
Here's Wisłowski for the extra point. It is up, and it is good. That makes our score 7-0. Kabul Bulldogs with the lead, 5:59 to go in the first quarter. We're going to take a timeout. We'll be back with a kick in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Time for a change? Well, try Pete Santa Thayer's all-new house pan pizza made with fresh, never-frozen dough, made in-house daily, topped with fresh ingredients and 100% real mozzarella cheese, and it's pan-fried to a crispy golden brown crust. What goes better than football season and pizza? Call 417-264-3800 for carry-out or delivery, or visit PeteSan.com to place your order now for the Pete Santa Thayer. And they say, go Bobcats.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
I've just joined us. The Kabul Bulldogs take their second drive of the night. Their first drive, first play of the game, was an interception by Thayer. They got the ball back, and they drove that thing right down the field. It was a, 59-yard drive. Finished off on a 14-yard touchdown run by Braxton Davis right up the gut of the Bobcat defense, right up the area where Griffin Willison would be if he wasn't injured. And they took advantage of the two Bobcat starters not being on the field tonight. Here's Wisłowski. Looks like he wants to onside kick it again. And he bounces that one. The Bobcats recover it at the 50-yard line. Kyron Magnuson got on the ball. So the Thayer Bobcat back out there. Thayer kind of unfortunate on their opening drive at him after the interception. They moved the ball, got a couple of first downs. Then they had a third down. Landry Pitts dropped back a pass, and he was right in that big muddy spot.
Yep.
Right out there between the 30 and 40-yard line, and he just slipped and fell down.
Yep, you can see where most of the action's been here at the pit in the rain.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's like green grass everywhere and then mud right in between the 30 and the 40 on both sides.
Yeah, on both sides. And the officials have moved the ball all the way over to the near hash mark. But they are not being will not be playing in the mud right now. It is Mills and Spencer in the backfield with a Thayer Bobcat. Tight end on the far side. They give it to Mills running up in the middle. He breaks a tackle. He's out at the 41-yard line before he's brought down. Good 9-yard run for Peyton Mills. His first carry of the night. Thayer Bobcats having to go with Peyton Mills, the junior, in the backfield along with the sophomore, Mark Spencer. If you didn't hear earlier, the Willison twins, normally the dynamic duo on that Bobcat backfield, both are injured and not dressed out for the game tonight. Thayer sends a man wide to the far side. Fast lane drives wide to the near side. Split backs on the second down and two. They give it up in the middle to Mills. Mills breaks the tackle again. And he's all the way down to the 32-yard line. Another first down with the Thayer Bobcat brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. And that's about a, 14-yard run. Well, Thayer doing what Kabul did. They're running it right at him and picking up big chunks. Peyton Mills, good hard run, and he is put together.
Yes, he is.
He is put together, and you won't tackle him very often on the first hit.
No, it's going to take two or three, I think, to take him down.
First and 10, Thayer Bobcats down to Kabul, about 32-and-a-half yard line. Spencer and Mills again in the backfield, double tight, set for Thayer. Grimes wide to the near side, gives up in the middle to Spencer. Nowhere to go. Nowhere to go on that side. Nice defensive play in there by number 50, Jeff Gabicki, for the Kabul Bulldogs. So Spencer picks up one on the play. Brings up a second down and 9. Out of 4:50 to go already in this first quarter. Been the first quarter, despite all the commotion we had at the beginning of the game. It was a weird start to this
really
game.
Was.
Bears seems to kind of be settling in here. They come out in a power T formation, double tie set. Landry's up under center. Long signal count. Takes it, gives it to Spencer, running to the right side, got some room, he's in the 25, fumbles the football, and the Kabul Bulldogs have it at the 14-yard line. Welcome to playing football on Friday night, Mark Spencer. You got to secure that football, and he was carrying it out there like a loaf of bread in traffic, and somebody punched it out, and the Kabul Bulldogs recover at their own 50. The 20-yard line.
That was a really pretty run, too.
It was. He had a good run going, but you got to tuck that ball in. So Thayer Bobcats with the turnover, and the Kabul Bulldogs have got the ball back, already leading 7-0. Bobcats trying to get things sorted out defensively. Last time Kabul had it, they marched it right down the field, 59 yards for a touchdown. Most of it on the legs of Braxton Davis, number 24, their senior back. This time Atkins, the quarterback, is back looking to throw. Bobcats get a little pressure for him. He heaps it down the field. Incomplete. Pass intended for number 40. That is Tyler Fleetwood. Good coverage out there by the Thayer Bobcats. Number 88 on the coverage, Nick Gorham. So Nick is in there in place of Jackson
Jack.
Wilson.
And then Mark Spencer is playing in place of Griffin.
And Griffin, that linebacker.
Yes.
So that's kind of been the change that the Bobcats have made tonight. Kabul out here on a second down and 10 from their own 20-yard line. Atkinson shotgun, got a man behind him, one on the right side. They're going to give it on the inside handoff, and no gain on this play. Fleetwood trying to get back to the line of scrimmage. He's going to be stopped. He's going to be stopped for about a yard loss at him. That's a good defensive stand by the Thayer Bobcat defensive line.
Yeah, starting to wake up a little bit.
Yeah, well, and the thing that we know is this Thayer Bobcat team is in, because they play both ways, and they have ever since they've been in the seventh grade, they are in really good shape. And we see the Thayer Bobcat offensive and defensive lines kind of wear other teams down up front.
Quite often.
So third down and about 11 here. Davis goes in motion. They're going to throw him the quick out. Oh, around the 15-yard line, Bobcats have got him covered up. Here's the block in the back, and there comes the penalty flag, and another penalty flag, and the back is tackled with the 20-yard line. So Davis makes the reception. No gain on the play, but two penalty flags down. We're going to have a block in the back. That was on third down and 10. You might decline this penalty and make them punt. You were right on the block in the back. Now they've got to decide, take the penalty or decline. Move it back to the 10 and try and stop them on a third and 20. And that's what the Bobcats are going to do.
I think with the confidence of the Kabul Bulldogs right now, you have to take them back.
Yeah. They're going to take them back to the... They'll take it back 7 yards is what they took it back. So an illegal block. It was not a block in the back. It was an illegal block. It's a 5-yard penalty from the point of the infraction. So third down and 17 for the Kabul Bulldogs. They're down inside their own 15-yard line. Atkins barking instructions out to the... offense. You've got Davis on his left hip. Four wideouts in the game looking at a crossing pattern. Pass is complete. The number 33 looking to get over the line of scrimmage does. He gets out to about the 20, so just about a 7-yard pickup. Number 33, Maverick Smith on the catch. And that'll bring up a fourth down and 10. So even if you would have declined the penalty, they would have punted anyway on a fourth down and 10.
So we always talk about the Mountain View Liberty, how they, when they get that ball rolling, that ball of confidence. You got to remember that their former coach, Darren Ackland, is now here.
Yeah, assistant here at Kabul.
And Tyler Splitler played for him.
Yeah, exactly.
So that mentality has come to Kabul.
Yeah. Fourth and 10 now for the Bulldogs. Punter back. Oh, bad snap. Thayer almost blocked it, and the kick goes straight up in the air. Going to come down at about the 35, bounce out to the 40. So Thayer's going to get a great field position after a 20-yard punt. I mean, there was a bad snap, and we just got bad stuff happening all over the field tonight. I think it's the rain, the wet footballs. I'm telling you, when those oblong balls get wet, it is hard to hang on to.
Yeah, it's like they're a spiral.
Yeah, it really is. No rain right now here at Carmack Stadium. Thayer Bobcats are going to take over. First down at their Kabul 40-yard line. So in that exchange, Thayer has won the field position battle. Bobcats send the man wide to the far side. That is Simer. Grimes wide to the near side. Bobcats in the offset eye. Peyton Mills to fullback. Spencer the tailback. They give it to Spencer. Running over the right side. Got a hole to the 35. And out to the 31-yard line. That's a good run. 9 yards for Mark Spencer running over the right side. And the sophomore keeps toting the mail, and he wrapped that ball up that time,
yes,
and he saw pressure coming.
You think Hancock didn't have a talk with him on the sideline? You get an update. Lebanon is now leading West Plains 8-7 with 3:38 left in the first.
Wow, good ball game going there. Good ball game going here. Kind of a strange game. We're down to 2:30 to go in the first quarter. Thayer trailing Kabul 7-0. Bobcats double wide set. Tight end on the near side, split back. They give it to Mills, running up in the middle. He got the first down and all the way down to near the 25-yard line. Needed about 1.5, and Mills is going to pick up 5 on the play, running right up the gut. They mark him down at the 17. So a first down for the Thayer Bobcats, brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. Thayer keeping the chains moving here. A beautiful Friday night. I mean, it is gorgeous night.
Yes, it is. It'd be a good night to be sitting by a bonfire.
Hey, it would. Bobcats coming out here, double tight set. Power T formation as Grimes moves into the backfield with Mills and Spencer. Landry Pitts up under center, long signal count, takes it, and gives it up in the middle. Lane Grimes, he got a seam. He's in the 20, he's in the 10, he's in the 5. Touchdown over left tackle. Fast Lane Grimes, and the Thayer Bobcats within an extra point and tying this game with a minute 43 to go. That is a 27-yard touchdown run for Fast Lane Grimes and the Thayer Bobcats on a first down play.
It's a really good play right there.
That was. And Grimes made a nice cut to the outside once he got past the line of scrimmage and just outran the Kabul Bulldogs to the end zone. And the Bobcats come out in the swinging gate. Now they're going to line it up and they're going to kick to tie this game. A minute 42 to go in the first quarter. Grimes, a 27-yard run for the touchdown. Fast Lane enjoyed getting the player of the game last week. He's already making a bid to get it again. And the kick is up, and it is good. We're tied at 7. Thayer Bobcats and the Kabul Bulldogs tied at 7 with a minute 42 to play in the first quarter. We'll take a timeout. Back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Community First Banking Company declares My Card Rules. It's their new mobile app feature that allows you to add alerts or restrictions to your debit card, report a lost or stolen debit card, or temporarily suspend your card and reactivate it, all at the touch of a fingertip. And Community First still offers free checking accounts, free debit cards, and free paper statements.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Taking a little bit of extra time here between the kickoffs. Thayer Bobcats have just scored on a 27-yard touchdown run by Lane Grimes. Thayer ties the game with Kabul at 7-7 with a minute 42 to go. That was a nice three-play drive for the Thayer Bobcats. A good run by Mills, good run by Spencer, and even better run by the senior, Lane Grimes.
Yeah, the nerves are starting to settle there for the first time ever starting in the backfield. You've got two of them back there.
Yeah, exactly. Well, here comes the Thayer Bobcats set to kick it off. Kyron Magnuson put the foot into it. And Bobcats kick it along the ground, taken by one of the up men for Kabul, the 35, trying to get to the outside and get down. And about the 20, or 38-yard line. So a pretty good field position for Kabul at about their own 38-yard line. Just got an update. And the Liberty Eagles, who are playing Mountain Grove tonight, over at Mountain Grove, that game is tied at 8. See here, with 4:08 left to go in the first quarter. Here, Thayer and Kabul are tied at 7. Kabul with the football. Their third possession of the first quarter. First and 10 at their own 37.5 yard line. Atkins still in the quarterback. Empty backfield. Straight back with the throw. Quick out. That ball hits the ground. Got to get on that. That might have, was close to a backwards pass. Was intended for number 3. That is Hale. Jesse Hale. And they call it an incomplete pass, but that was close. Very close to a backward pass.
Yes, it was.
The official was right on it, though, made the call immediately.
One thing to remember about Hale playing that wideout, if they throw him a backwards pass, he can still throw
it. He can still throw it because he's...
We thought he was going to start at quarterback tonight.
Yeah, well, he's been a 2-year starter before this year. He's wide to the near side again. 3 on the near side for Kabul. They gave him a handoff. No, quarterback's going to keep it. A little RPO. He's out to the 40 and gets it out across the 43 to the 44-yard line. We're marking at the 45. So the quarterback, Atkins, will carry that one for about 6 yards. Might want to give him 7 on that one. He'll bring up 3rd down and 3 for the Kabul Bulldogs. They're Bobcat defense needing a play here. Get that ball back and try and take that lead. 1:08 to play in the first quarter here at Carmack Stadium in Kabul. Double wide set for the Bulldogs. Hale coming wide to the near side. Now he comes off the field. Kabul brings on a fresh player. And they're in an eye backfield on a 3rd down and 3. They're going to give it to Davis, run it up in the middle, and he'll get it forward ahead and gets the first down by about a yard. Good, hard 4-yard run by Braxton Davis for the Kabul Bulldogs. And that'll be a first down for Kabul. Ball is right on the 50-yard line. Oh, Kabul moving the chains. Kabul. And players in and out, in and out. They're coming here with, they're going to have 2 wideouts, a tight end, and a flanker on the near side. Davis in the backfield with Atkins. In shotgun formation on the 1st and 10. They hand it to Davis again, looking to run up in the middle. Oh, big stick by Zach Jones. And they bring him down for about a 1-yard gain. I mean, big number 75 laid the helmet right in his numbers and took him down. Was that him or was that 64?
I thought it was Austin Green.
Number 5? Well, that may have been where I saw the 5. So it might have been me, Austin Green. Yeah, because Zach Jones is not out there right now. So 2nd down and about 8 yards to go. It'll be a long 8 for the Kabul Bulldogs here. Atkins in shotgun gets the play in from the sideline. Again, Davis on his left hip in shotgun formation. And Kabul is just going to let the clock run out. There it is. That's the end of the first quarter. Our score, 7-7. Thayer and Kabul tied up at the end of one quarter of play. We'll take time out. Back with our second quarter in just a minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
4 excellent reasons to choose Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home are Drs. Knox, Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin. They're trained and highly experienced in handling a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. Using on-site X-ray, MRI, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment plan. Rediscover the joy of life, pain-free and productive. Appointments available at 5 area locations, number 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home, plus clinics in Harrison, West Plains, Melbourne, and Ashflat. Visit KnoxOrthopedics.com for information.
A shield against the elements. Comfort in the midst of chaos. Shelter in the aftermath of destruction. For 75 years, Shelter Insurance has remained true to our promise to be there when you need us most. This is the heartbeat of our company, our why. Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life.
Hey, this is Capri. Come see us at Roger Foley's office at 201 Mammoth Street in Thayer, Missouri.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Welcome back to Carmack Stadium in Kabul, Missouri, affectionately known as the Pit. And it's been a strange game. We're at the end of the first quarter, getting ready to start the second. Thayer Bobcats, Kabul Bulldogs tied at 7 here. And Thayer Bobcats, if you joined us late, playing without their starting backfield tonight. Both the Willison brothers, Griffin and Jackson, not playing due to injury. Hopefully they'll be back in time for the game next week. And the Kabul Bulldogs offense has exploited the Bobcats having to put subs in defensively in place of the Willison brothers. Here they come on a second down and about 8 yards to go. Atkins going to give it to Davis. Davis hit in the backfield by Mean Austin Green. He'll bring him down for a yard loss on the play. Mean Austin Green shot the gap and said, "Hello, Mr. Davis. Let's go dancing." He brought him down just about a half a yard shy of the goal or the yard of the line of scrimmage. And it is now third down and 9 for the Kabul Bulldogs. That's a big play by Mean Austin Green, senior, coming to play tonight. That's about the second or third big play he's had already.
Boy, I like when he gets excited out
there. I do, too. Here's Kabul. They're going to throw the football here on a third down and 9. They're going to heave this one way down the field. Receiver is open, and he's just overthrown. Who was that? That was Fleetwood going down the sideline, number 33, and he had a couple of steps on the defender, but the ball was overthrown. That'll bring up a fourth down and 9 at midfield, and Kabul is going to have to punt this ball back. So the Thayer Bobcat defense, Adam, seems to be settling in after a real shaky start tonight.
Yeah, once you have new players coming in like that, and they're not new players, we shouldn't call them that, but when you have
but they're not used to starting on Friday night.
Right. They sub in some, but they're not used to starting.
Yeah.
That makes a huge difference.
Absolutely. So fourth down, Kabul sets a punt. They got a punt from that mud hole. This time the punter, almost got it blocked again. Hits a line drive, hits it 20. And the Bobcat receiver back there fielded it at the 10-yard line. And we're going to get a penalty on Kabul for a late hit. Kabul went down there, and I think we're going to get a targeting penalty here.
I believe so.
Bobcat player went down on the ball with a 10, and the Kabul Bulldog player came down on top of him with his helmet. I think we're going to get a targeting penalty here. I guess it is personal foul.
Face mask. Didn't even see that part.
I didn't either. But it is a personal foul. It'll be a 15-yard penalty from about the 14-yard line. This one, Bobcats actually are not going to be pinned back in the shadow of their own goalpost. They're going to mark it off 15 yards from the 14, so Thayer's going to end up with this ball out at the 29-yard line. A pretty good field position for the Thayer Bobcats. Thayer, on their last possession, drove the ball down the field and scored on a 27-yard touchdown run by Fastlane Grimes. And Thayer has it here, first and 10, at their own 29-yard line. First down brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic. In what's playing? Landry Pitts in there, quarterback for the Thayer Bobcats. He brings two men wide to the near side of the field. That is Biggers in there this time, isn't it? Brendan Biggers, number 8, along with Wayne Grimes. They get pitched to Spencer, trying to get to the outside, cuts up the sideline, gets across the 30 to about the 32 and taken down. Good defensive play out there by number 25 for the Kabul Bulldogs. That is Owen Casper, a sophomore. So Spencer will pick up just a couple, maybe 3 on the carry. Mark Spencer, the sophomore, wearing number 1 for the Thayer Bobcats. Second down and a long 7 here for the Thayer Bobcats. Running to the short side of the field, trying to stay out of the mud hole.
Yeah.
They got to run right or they're going to run through a mud hole. Bobcats here in the offset eye. Two receivers wide to the near side. Pitt will pitch it to Spencer again. This time Spencer hitting the backfield and brought down. Good play by the defense. Again, number 25, and now we're going to get a penalty flag. We got a penalty flag coming from the back judge. Came flying into the play after the whistle. That usually indicates some type of a personal foul. What are we going to get? We're going to get a personal foul against the Kabul Bulldogs for a late hit. Way after the whistle. I mean, that was way after the whistle. One of the Bulldogs took a cheap shot at a Bobcat, hit him right in the back. And that's going to cost him another 15 yards. And that was after a great defensive play there for the second play in a row by number 25, Owen Casper.
And, you know, sometimes they don't call those whenever it's the coach is not on them from the start.
Yeah, exactly. So there we go. Penalty flag on the Kabul Bulldogs. And Thayer's going to get it here, first and 10. It's a 45-yard line. Thayer Bobcats send Biggers wide to the far side. Grimes wide to the near side. Split back, tight ends on this near side. Landry Pitts back looking to throw, rolling to his right. Throws this one out, intended for Grimes, and he makes the catch. They got to call it a catch, or they didn't
that
complete.
Was Bigger.
Was it Bigger? It was Bigger. Number 8, he makes the catch out of the 40. Nope, they're going to say incomplete. All right, now the official will say incomplete. They'll bring up second down and 10 for the Thayer Bobcats at the 45-yard line. Biggers trying to make a sliding catch over there, couldn't bring it in. I mean, Landry threw a fastball. Must have thrown that one about 90 miles an hour.
It was fast.
Second down and 10 for the Thayer Bobcats. Bobcat football tonight brought to you in part by the Baxter Regional Health System's Hometown Clinic. in Mammoth Spring, along with Remax Real Estate Exchange, Alex and Kylie O'Neill and Thayer at Bonnie's Outdoors. Landry Pitts under center gives the ball up in the middle to Spencer. Spencer running right up the gut. On a second down and nine, going to pick up about three on the play. They mark him down at the 48-yard line. So a third down and long here for the Thayer Bobcats. They need a good 7.5 yards for a first down. A big third down play here. Just underway in our second quarter, 10:23 to go in the first half. Stay tuned. Coming up at halftime, we'll have your Thayer Pizza Inn halftime report. We'll have some of these scores from around the area. Let's see, 16-8, Mountain Grove now leads Mountain View Birch Tree Liberty with 8:15 to go in the half. Third down and about 7 for Thayer. Pitts looking to throw the ball. Got it out. Complete to Grimes. He spins and picks up another couple of yards. That's a first down on a 10-yard throw and catch. Landry Pitts, fast lane Grimes. Boy, he's got sure hands. I'm watching him in the warm-ups tonight. He just catches everything.
Yeah, everything within a 10-mile radius. Do you see how long his arms are?
First down with the Thayer Bobcats brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics in West Plains. First and 10, Thayer down to the Kabul 42-yard line. Playing in a mud hole here in the Kabul, at least where they're at right now. Pitch is up under center. Split backs. They get the ball up in the middle to Peyton Mills. He breaks the tackle, cuts to the outside, and dives ahead for a couple of yards. He was within about a step. And on a dry field, he might have taken that one to the house.
Yeah, I think it's very possible.
I think he kind of lost some of his footing there. It'll be a pickup of one, maybe yard and a half. Second down and a long 8 for the Thayer Bobcats.
Just got an update on the West Plains game. 14-8, West Plains now with the lead.
Wow. A little seesaw battle going on up in Lebanon, Yellow Jacket country. Here, Thayer and Kabul are tied at 7. Bobcats on the move down to the Kabul 41-yard line. Split backfield pitch. Little fake, now rolling to his right, got some pressure, gets away from it, throws this one down the field, his man is wide open, passes, caught, inside the 10, out of bounds at the 7.5-yard line. Fast lane grind makes the reception from the 41 down to the 7. That is a 34-yard completion on the play. Isn't that right?
Yes.
41 minus 7, yeah, 34-yard completion. Bobcats had two receivers in the area. One was stopped and just waiting on the ball, and Grimes cut in front of him, made the catch. So first and goal to go, Thayer in the Community First Banking Company red zone of the Kabul Bulldogs. First down brought to you by Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. Bobcats looking to go in for the go-ahead score here. They get the ball up in the middle. No pitch is going to keep it. Cuts inside the defense. Dives in the end zone. Touchdown. Thayer Bobcats on a 7-yard run by Landry Pitts over the right side. So with exactly 9 minutes to go in the first half, Thayer has taken the lead on a 7-yard touchdown run by Landry Pitts. And the Bobcats looking to go up by the full 7 here as they attempt the extra point. They'll line up in the swinging gate, of course. Coach Weber holding up one finger, so the Bobcats will kick it here. That's a pretty drive by the Thayer Bobcats.
Pretty impressive drive right there.
Pretty impressive drive, and of course, the 34-yard completion. That never hurts. Thayer already closing in on 100 yards passing in the game, I would think. Here's a snap. Ball is down. Kick is up. It is good. Right down the middle. And our score, 14-7. Thayer Bobcats has taken the lead over the Kabul Bulldogs with 2 straight unanswered touchdowns. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with a kickoff in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. Their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Abby, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Back to the voice of the Thayer Bobcats, Mike Crace.
Thayer Bobcats have just scored on a 7-yard touchdown run by Landry Pitts, set up on a 34-yard pitch and catch from Landry Pitts to Lane Grimes. And the Thayer Bobcats have now taken the lead 14-7 here at Carmack Stadium in Kabul. 9 minutes to play in the first half. Thayer Bobcats line up for the kickoff here. And it'll be Magnuson to kick it off. Kyron Magnuson for the Thayer Bobcats. Kabul with 2 back deep around the 20-yard line. Magnuson could kick it over their heads. He puts a foot into it. A low liner is going to hit and bounce all the way down to the 15-yard line, goes out of bounds, and that's where they'll throw the penalty flag, and Kabul's going to have it at the 35-yard line. So Kabul Bulldogs will come out to the 35-yard line and have it first and 10. Bear Bobcat defense, which was shaky at the start of this game. But again, a lot of people playing out of position tonight due to some injuries. They do penalize Thayer for the illegal procedure. So Kabul will have it at the 35-yard line. But the Bobcat defense has really gotten, they've gotten pretty good here in the second quarter.
Yeah, they really have. Sorry, I was watching Jackson hobble out there to get the tee through the mud, and since he's got the turf toe, he's in sandals.
Oh.
So he was tiptoeing around, looked like he was stepping on white paint.
So now Kabul's got it at the 40-yard line. All right, so Kabul with it, the first and 10 at their own 40-yard line. They got a double wing, got a man coming in motion across the front. That is Fleetwood. Somebody better get out on him. Hey, instead, nope, looking to hand it off. No, looks like the play clock didn't run out. Kabul's going to be called for an illegal procedure. Number 40, Fleetwood, cut up field before the ball was snapped. When you go in motion, you've got to stay parallel or away, run away from the line of scrimmage. And as soon as he got to the quarterback, he cut toward the line of scrimmage. That is an illegal procedure. That'll back him up 5, so first and 15 now for Kabul. Number 33, Maverick Smith, wide to the left side. Watch him. They got Fleetwood coming on the near side. And Davis in the backfield on the first and 15. Bobcat defense getting set. And quarterback going to run a little option play, looking to cut it upfield now. Just hit at the line. He'll get about a yard on the play. Good read by the defense to make the stop, and that was, guess who?
Mean Austin Green.
Well, Mean Austin Green was close. He was close to the play, but it was number 67, Weston Rogers, making the tackle for the Thayer Bobcats to play Weston. Playing up on the D-line tonight along with Peyton Mills. A number of different folks shifting in and out from that nose tackle spot. Kabul taking their time here. 13 seconds on the play clock as Atkins getting the play in from the sideline. He's got three receivers to either side. And again, they're in that formation with just three linemen, the two guards and the center around the ball. The other linemen are lined up wide. Here's the pitch, going to go outside. That ball is incomplete. Tended over there for Fleetwood, and went right through his hands. That slick ball getting hard to catch. That'll bring up a third down at about 13 now for the Kabul Bulldogs. They have Bobcat defense trying to get the ball back to the offense here in the second quarter. We're down to 8 minutes to play. And Kabul, same formation. The tackle is all the way out here on either side, way outside protecting the receivers. And here again, they're going to throw it to Fleetwood. Now they look back the other way. Quarterback's going to have to run here. Bobcats make a hit, and they stop him at the 40-yard line. Bobcats making a play. And again, that was Weston Rogers making a stop with a Thayer Bobcats, number 67. And it'll bring up a fourth down. There's about 10 yards to go for Kabul, and the Bulldogs will be forced to punt again, I think, at their own 40-yard line.
Boy, that was a hit by Weston Rogers.
That was a hit by Weston Rogers. Hey, Bobcats, like I said, aside from that first possession by Kabul, the Bobcat defense has been stingy. Fourth and about 9. Punter is in. Puts the foot into it. That one almost kicked, and it's going to go out of bounds. It's a 45-yard line. It's going to be a 15-yard punt. Got a Bobcat player down as he tried to dive and block that kick. Thayer's almost gotten to two of them. They may get one before the night's over. So a 15-yard punt will result in the Thayer Bobcats getting the ball at their own 45-yard line. First down for the Thayer Bobcats. First down brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. Landry Pitts drops the offense back out on the field. Also, thanks again to some more of your Thayer Bobcats supporters. Like the Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic, Dr. Mike Kersey, Shelter Insurance, and Directman of West Plains, and Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, Thayer and West Plains. Well, so far, Mills and Spencer have done a nice job in the backfield. They're in split back formation now. Grimes is in the shot, slot left, along with Simers is the wide out. Bobcat's going to give it up in the middle. This is Spencer. Fights out of one tackle, then gets turned back. He'll pick up maybe a yard on the play. Mills won't get much there. Big Swizlowski made the play for the Kabul Bulldogs, and he is a mountain of a kid out there.
Yes, he is.
I mean, he is a big one. He made the hit there. He gets you in his clutches. You're not getting out.
No.
And that's just all there is to it. Second down and 10 for the Thayer Bobcats. Same formation. Put backs. Two wide outs on the near side. Landry Pitts up under center. makes a fake, running the option play to the right, looking to get to the corner, cuts it up on the sideline, and going to step out of bounds at about the 50-yard line. That'll be about a 5-yard pickup on a second down and practically 10. And they're actually going to mark him way back at the 47. So it didn't tightrope much as he thought he did. Stepped out of bounds at the 47, so a third down and 7 for the Thayer Bobcats. Actually, about 8. They got to get to the Kabul 45 for a first down here. Third down play. Bobcats bringing Simers wide to the near side, Grimes wide to the far side, split backfield. Tight end on the far side, Pitts back looking to throw. Pump fake, now going deep, but this one's overthrown down around the 20-yard line. Wanted to go to Grimes. Grimes couldn't get there. Landry had to let that ball fly just a little bit sooner than he wanted to. He got a little bit of pressure up the middle.
Just a little too wet out there for Grimes to really get stretched out.
Yeah, get really good footing. So I'll bring up fourth down at about 8 yards to go, and the Thayer Bobcats are going to be forced to punt here with 6:38 to play in the first half. Landry Pitts, remember, is the Bobcat punter and is the Bobcat quarterback. Will we see a fake here near midfield? Bobcat lead 14-7. I don't think you fake it with a lead. Oh, that bad snap. Pitts picks it up, puts the foot into it. It's going to be shanked off the side of his foot, and this is going to be about a 10-yard punt by the Thayer Bobcats. So the punters are really struggling here tonight. And for the Thayer Bobcats, that one's on the snapper. That ball hit about 2 feet in front of Landry. And he tried to scoop it up. So it'll be first down, Kabul. Good field position at their own 45-yard line. So it goes down officially as an 8-yard punt. And Thayer Bobcat defense back out there trying to stop this Kabul offense. 8.5 minutes to play. 6.5 minutes to play, I'm sorry, in the first half. First and 10, Kabul. Atkins has been in there all night at quarterback. He's got three receivers in a bunch on the far side, one to the near side. And Davis in the backfield, going to run the option play. They pitch it out to Davis. Davis trying to get to the corner. Bobcats come up and make the stop at about the 45-yard line, so nowhere to go. Landry Pitts and Kyron Magnuson got out there to make the stop for the Thayer Bobcats. It'll be no gain on the play, second down and 10 for Kabul. Quarterback pitched that one just a little bit early. As you can tell, the Bobcats have really scouted out the option play. And we got an official timeout. We have an official shaking up on the play. Yeah, one of the officials slipped, and he has sprained an ankle or something. He's out there limping around. So an official timeout on the field by the must be the back judge back there. They may have to change. One of the side judges may have to come play in the back judge because he's got to be very mobile back there in that defensive secondary. They're taking a look at him. Right, one of the trainers haven't gone out. And he's still there. He says, I'm going to be okay. It's not the back judge, actually. It's the judge along the line. He says, I'm all right. So it'll be a second down at about 9 yards to go for Kabul. And we're down to 6 minutes to go in the first half. Thayer leading by a touchdown. Kabul with the ball. Fake it to Davis. Looking to throw it across the middle. Pass is complete to Fleetwood. He's hit and tackled immediately at the 40-yard line. And that was a touchdown-saving tackle out there by the Thayer Bobcat, Brendan Biggers. Biggers made a touchdown-saving tackle. I mean, he just got him by the shoestrings, and a good throw and catch to Fleetwood covers, about 15 yards?
Yep, right at, high at about 16.
Right to the 40-yard line of the Thayer Bobcats, so Kabul got a little something going here. We're down under 6 minutes to go in the half. Quarterback's a good one, Atkins. Been impressed the way he's thrown the football. Signed two backs in the backfield and shotgun. He's going to hand it to Davis, running up in the middle. Bobcats hit him and bring him down. And there was Weston Rogers again, number 67. Another big play for the Thayer Bobcats. They said Zach Jones. You might have heard that, but it wasn't. It was 67 made the play. Pick up of about 4 yards that time for Davis. How many yards Davis got in the game now?
54. It's been a rough 54, too.
It has been a rough 54. How about the Thayer Bobcats?
It's spread out pretty good. They've got a 29, 30, and 30.
All right, so that's not bad. All right, second down at about 6 yards to go here for Kabul. Official winds the clock. We're ready to go. 19 seconds on the play clock as they get the play in from the sideline. Trey Atkins at quarterback. Two backs behind him. They're going to give it to Fleetwood. No. So a play-action fake throw. And this one, he's throwing it deep. And ball is overthrown down around the goal line. Good coverage down there. The Thayer Bobcat secondary. And the ball was overthrown at the goal line.
Leave a timer on the coverage on that.
I think it was. It'll bring up a third down and six for the Kabul Bulldogs. They went for it all on a second down play. Fleetwood taking his time getting back to the line of scrimmage. Now he does. Play clock down to 20. He'll line up on the far side this time. And Kabul lining up in that formation again with three linemen around the ball, the center and the two guards. The other linemen are lined up wide with wide receivers to block. And there's a quick throw. That one to the out. Oh, that was an illegal block. Pass is complete to Fleetwood. He breaks the tackle and going to get close to the first down. But the lineman was blocking before the ball got to the receiver, and you can't do that.
He was also still moving when the ball was.
Yeah, he was, actually. But anyway, they'll bring up fourth down at about one after about a seven-yard pickup. Fourth down and one, Kabul going to go for it here. I'd look for Davis right up the middle.
Yeah.
They line up in an I formation. Quarterback is up under center. Davis is the I back on a fourth down and a long one for Kabul. Oh, bad snap, but he makes the catch, gives it to Davis, trying to run over the left side, and I don't think he got there. I don't think he made it. The ball's got to get across the 30, and the official is walking right along the 30-yard line, and both of them had it there. And
first down, Bobcat.
It's first down, Bobcat. He didn't make it, so the Bobcat stopped Kabul on a fourth down and one, and the Bobcat offense has got the ball back, leading 14-7 with 4:32 to go in the first half. And kind of a sloppy game here tonight, and that's because there are mud holes on both ends of the field.
The whole thing's a mud hole. We're in the pit.
They're getting to be more and more. Bobcats bring Landry Pitts back out there at quarterback. You'll have Peyton Mills and Mark Spencer in the backfield. Rhymes and Biggers. The wideouts, Kyron Magnuson, the tight end. He's on the far side. This is a good time for the tight end down the seam. They've got no safety playing back. Piston shotgun, rolling to his right. Gets a little pressure, runs away from it, throws this one over the middle. Pass is caught by Magnuson at the 41-yard line. First down on an 11-yard throw and catch. Kyron Magnuson with a beautiful catch over on that left side, on the right sideline, right in front of the Bobcat bench. And a first down for the Thayer Bobcats brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. And a good job by Landry Pitts on a wet turf to run away from that defense.
Yes, it was.
And he threw a strike to Magnuson.
On the run.
On the run. First and 10 Thayer. Gets up under center. Split backfield behind it. Mills and Spencer. Two receivers to the near side. Grimes in the slot. They throw the slant. He catches it to 50. Down to the 45 before he's brought down. That's a 14-yard pickup on first down. And another first down. Lane Grimes with the catch. And the Thayer Bobcats with another first down brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains. Thayer at the Kabul 45-yard line. We're down to 4 minutes to go here in the first half. Thayer would like to get this second touchdown here. Remember, Kabul will get the ball first to start the second half. First and 10, Thayer. Grimes going wide to the far side. Biggers be on the outside of him. So Grimes in the slot. Split backs, Magnuson on the left. Here's a give to Peyton Mills running over the left side. He powers it, and he breaks the tackle to the 20, to the 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Peyton Mills, 45-yard run. And he banged around like a pinball in there for a moment and then broke free for the touchdown run. 45 yards, and the Thayer Bobcats take a 20-7 lead over the Kabul Bulldogs. What a power run by the junior, Peyton Mills.
Wow.
Man, I mean, he bounced off of a couple of tacklers, and there would have been 10 more yards to the end zone. He might have got caught.
Yeah, but he ran through about four of them.
He did. That was an impressive run by the junior, Peyton Mills, for the Thayer Bobcats.
You don't normally see a running back deliver the hit.
He
like
delivered
that.
Two. Bobcats will attempt the extra point here, trying to go up 21-7 with 3:45 to go. Ball is back. Down, kick is up, right down the middle for Zach Jones and the Thayer Bobcats.
Nope.
No, it's incomplete. It was not good.
Just over the near side.
Must have pulled it left.
Yep.
That makes the score 20-7. Thayer Bobcats with a lead over the Kabul Bulldogs. We'll be back with the kickoff in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Advanced Practice registered nurse Leslie Batterton and her team are taking new patients at Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring. They offer the excellent care you'd expect from Baxter Regional for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. Schedule an appointment today with Leslie Batterton by calling 870-625-1709. BRHS Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring, 277 Main Street, and accepts both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
We're back getting ready for a kickoff after the Thayer Bobcats. Just excited the Bobcat crowd who made the trip up here to Texas County. There's a good number of them. Peyton Mills over the left side goes 45 yards, and Adam, that was about as much power we've seen in a run in a while.
That was scary.
In the green and white.
You could hear the pops up here. It was scary. Just getting an update on the West Plains Lebanon game. And let me bring it back up here. It is 16-14 Lebanon.
Ooh.
Over West Plains. Got a shootout going up
and
there.
Again, Thayer leading Kabul 20-7. And we're down to, 3:45 to go in the first half. Here's Magnuson, the kickoff, going to be a low liner. Taken by one of the up men for Kabul. He gets to the middle, breaks the tackle. Oh, he's got some room. Oh, Bunkett's going to catch him at the 50. Take him down at the 45. That was number 25. One of the up men for Kabul almost took that one to the house. Owen Casper, the sophomore. He takes it down into Bobcat territory at the 46-yard line of the Thayer Bobcats. So great field position for the Kabul Bulldogs. Oh, I just got an update here. Mountain Grove now leading Liberty 22-8. Minute 50 to go in the first half in that one. Here, Thayer leads Kabul 20-7. Atkins back to throw. Throws this one to Davis. Davis got some room out there. Oh, here comes Lee Austin Green. Hits him once, and then he's brought down at about the 41. It'll be about a 6-yard pickup on a first down for Braxton Davis, making a reception. And powered through one tackle, but the Bobcats managed to get him down before he got to the first down marker. Clock continues to run down to 3 minutes to go in the first half. Been a good, exciting ball game tonight.
It really has.
Yeah, been a little bit sloppy, especially early, but both teams have kind of settled down here and playing good football. Second down at about 5 for Kabul. Atkins in shotgun gives to Fleetwood. Fleetwood looking for some room. Bobcats hit him at the line. He falls ahead for about 2 yards. Tyler Fleetwood, just a sophomore, number 40 for the Bulldogs. These Bulldogs, they're pretty young out there. Quarterback is a sophomore. Fleetwood a sophomore.
They've got pretty good size to them, too.
They do. Got pretty good size and a pretty young team, so they'll be a force to reckon with in the SCA. They're a force to reckon with right now. They only trail by 2 touchdowns, and they're on the move down to the Thayer 39-yard line. Third down and 3. Big play in this first half for Kabul. Atkins back in shotgun. Looking to throw. Bobcats get him some pressure, and almost intercepted at the 35. Kyron Magnuson got his hands on it, but couldn't hang on, and that'll bring up a fourth down. I mean, the Thayer Bobcats coming around that left end almost got there.
Big Grady Justice delivered a really nice hit on the quarterback.
Yes, he did, and just as he let it go. So it's going to bring up a fourth down and 3 here for Kabul. So Thayer could get this ball back with plenty of time to get back in the end zone. Thayer has scored 3 unanswered touchdowns after Kabul scored first tonight. Bulldogs on a fourth down and 3. Atkins back looking to throw, rolling to his right. He throws this one out. It is caught and down to the 33-yard line before he's out of bounds. That'll be a first down on about a 9-yard completion. Completed that one to, was that 31?
31.
Number 31, that is Evan Counts for Kabul. So a first down for the Bulldogs. Down to 2:19 to go in the first half. Their defense, they'd just like to get a stop. Well, Magnuson, I bet he's still kicking himself over not intercepting that pass. It was right in his hands. But again, slick ball, and it would have been a nice catch. Atkins in shotgun. You got Davis on his left hip on a first down play. They give it to Davis, trying to run up in the middle. He bounces it to the outside. Now catch it back in. Bobcats hit him and bring him down at about the 25-yard line. It's going to be a good run of about 7 yards on the play for Braxton Davis for the Kabul Bulldogs. Bobcats had him stopped in the middle. He has bounced it to the outside. Looked like Barry Sanders out there.
Yes, he does.
It'll be second down at about 3 for the Bulldogs. We're under 2 minutes to go in the half. Braxton Davis at the halfback. They're going to give it to him up in the middle. He runs through a tackle, gets inside the 20, down to the 18-yard line, and a first down on another 7-yard pickup for Braxton Davis. Well, they've been bouncing them outside. It was just a matter of time until they took another one back in the middle. Of course, that's why they scored their touchdown. Davis on a 14-yard run right up the middle of the Thayer Bobcat defense, and Kabul's on the move again, down to a minute 42 to go. Both teams with all their timeouts remaining here in the first half. Atkins in shotgun formation again. Makes a handoff to Davis. Trying to run it himself. He's going to be brought down behind the line. Who was that? That was mean Austin Green. Brought him down behind the line. A tackle for a 3-yard loss. And Kabul is going to take a quick timeout here with a minute 26 to go in the first half. Thayer leads Kabul 20-7. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
If you see it, you better grab it at the annual fall preview sale at Monty's Outdoors. Stock up on fall favorites from Columbia fleece jackets, hoodies, flannel shirts, and save 20% off. Find the latest styles of Under Armour, Hook, and Life is Good apparel, all at 20% off. Check out the restocked hat wall. Over 400, yes, 400 new hats available. And take a look at all the latest in camo, boots, hunting gear, and accessories. If you see it, you better grab it at the annual fall preview sale at Monty's Outdoors in West Plains.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Well, Thayer Bobcat defense trying to hold the Kabul Bulldogs out of the end zone here. Kabul down into the Bobcat red zone. It'll be a second down in the 11 after a big play by Mean. I want to say Joe.
Yeah.
Mean Austin Green for the Thayer Bobcats, and he's had some big plays tonight.
Yes, he has. He's
by the way, I would like to say thank you to the Hensley family for the use of their car for the homecoming parade last week.
Yep, we absolutely loved it. Creedence asked if she could go for a ride again this morning.
Second down at 11 for Kabul. Atkins in shotgun. He's got Davis back there, but he's way far away from it. Second down at 11 for the Bulldogs. See what they come up with here in the coming out of the timeout. Three receivers wide to the near side, one to the far side. Looks like they want to throw this football. Atkins rolling to his right. Bobcats get a little bit of pressure. He throws this one up and incomplete in the end zone. Good coverage. Pass intended for Fleetwood down around the goal line, and Landry Pitts was right there. All the quarterback could do would be throw it over his head. Incomplete. That'll stop the clock with a minute 20 to go in the first half and bring up a third down in the 11. Bobcats making the change here. Big Zach Jones will come in and play on the nose. And third down and 11, they finally get the ball retrieved. You know, long time between plays here.
Yes, it is.
13 seconds left on the play clock as Kabul finally gets the ball up there and gets set to the line of scrimmage. Fleetwood on a passing down here, third down and 11. Rolls to it right now. He gives it to Davis. Davis looking for some room, cuts to the outside. Bobcats hit him at the 15 and bring him down at the 14. Picks up about 7, but it's going to bring up a fourth down and 4 yards to go. And you know Kabul's going to go for it. That was a well-designed play, a little delayed handoff to Davis coming in front of the quarterback.
I don't think anybody saw that coming.
No, fourth down, and actually fourth down at about 6. They actually marked him down back around the 13-yard line. They've got to get to the, well, they got to get to the 8.5 for a first down. Well, fourth down and practically 6 for Kabul. I think they're deciding whether to go for it. They're going to let the play clock run down. It's down to 7 seconds. And then they'll call a timeout. They don't want to get the Thayer Bobcats the ball with any more time than they have to if they don't make it on fourth down here. But they'll call a timeout with 32 seconds to play in the first half. Kabul is going to have a fourth down inside the Bobcat 14-yard line. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Let the doctor inspect your car, truck, or SUV on a regular basis to keep major problems to a minimum. Car Doctor 2, just north of Thayer, has trained hands and knowledge to keep things working like they should. A regular oil change, tire inspection, and service job can pay for themselves in the long run. Should you need minor or major repair, trailer repair, alignment, or new tires, the Car Doctor 2 is where you should go. They now have the equipment to fix AC problems for old and new Freon systems. The Car Doctor 2 on North Highway 63 in Thayer.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
A fourth down and about 6 yards to go for the Kabul Bulldogs here. With 32 seconds to go in the first half, they call a timeout. They didn't want to give the Thayer Bobcats the ball back with any more time than they just had to. If they don't make it on this fourth down play, Kabul is at the Thayer 13.5-yard line. They've got to get to the 8.5 for a first down. So it's a full 5 yards, almost six. Atkins in shotgun, got Davis on his left hip. They've still got another timeout, remember. But they could get a first down here. Empty backfield now. Atkins looking to throw. Looking to throw this into the end zone. This ball is intercepted in the end zone. Bayer Bobcats with a pick. Who was that? I didn't see it. Was it Austin Green?
May have been. I think he went out on the coverage.
Bayer Bobcats are trying to see over on the sideline, and I think it was Austin Green. No? He's right there, and the jerseys are all dirty, and they're down there. Or was it Grimes again? I can't tell who the jersey number is. They're over there in the dark. So Kabul turns it over on a fourth down play. The Thayer Bobcats intercept the ball in the end zone, and Thayer will have it with 26 seconds to go in the first half. First down brought to you by the Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. They're going to line up here in a prevent formation. They're going to snap it one time, a little quarterback sneak, which is going to come out for a couple of yards, and that will end our first half. Thayer Bobcats content to be up by 2 touchdowns as we head to the locker room for halftime. It is 20-7. Thayer leads Kabul on a sloppy field here at CarMax Stadium. It's halftime. We'll take time out. Back with your Thayer Pizza Inn halftime report in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
We see the potential of the farmers that wake up early, of the local business owners that work late, of the people that are always ready to lend a hand. Because when you're from here, that's just what you do. At Southern Bank, we don't just help you reach your goals. We help you reach your potential so you can achieve what you want right in your hometown. Get started today with Southern Bank at bankwithsouthern.com. From here, we can do anything. Southern Bank, member FDIC.
Ozarka College, with campuses in Melbourne, Ash Flat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer surgical technology, nursing, automotive and diesel mechanics, teaching, culinary arts, agriculture, aviation, welding, and the list goes on. And with the Carpenter Technical Center now open in Ash Flat, new opportunities are just around the corner. If you need a flexible schedule, check out Ozarka's many online offerings. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, your story starts here.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do. All the products that you want at a price you can't afford. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store. Garden, clothing, pet supplies, farm and household too. Fencing, automotive, hey, we deliver too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
When you're crunched for time, really hungry, and ready to eat right away, a buffet is always a good option. And that's what the Pizza Inn of Thayer has to offer. A buffet with fresh salad, all kinds of pizza, and dessert pizzas. Want a slice of something special? They'll cook it up and put it on the buffet for you. The Pizza Inn of Thayer has their lunch buffet open every day from 11 to 2. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery open 7 days a week, Sunday through Thursday from 11 to 9, and Friday and Saturday 11 to 10. 417-264-3800 or pizzainn.com to place your order for Pizza Inn of Thayer. And go Bobcats.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
And we're back at CarMax Stadium. Looks like the Kabul marching band going to entertain the folks here at halftime. Thayer Bobcats with a lead over the Kabul Bulldogs, 20-7, but it hasn't been easy. Kabul, this game got off to a strange start. Kabul started the game off with an onside kick, and they recovered the kick. First play, they went for a touchdown. They threw a bomb down the sideline, and the pass was intercepted by Lane Grimes. Thayer came back, moved the ball for a couple of possessions, got a couple of first downs. And then on a third down and about seven, Landry Pitts faded back to pass and got in that big mud hole out there at the 40-yard line and slipped and fell down. Kabul got the ball, and they drove it down the field and scored on the Braxton Davis 14-yard touchdown run right up the middle. They with Wolski kicked the extra point, and that made it 7-0 Kabul with 5:59 to go in the first quarter. Thayer Bobcats have answered with 3 unanswered touchdowns. First one came in the first quarter with 1:42 to go. Lane Grimes run right up the middle for 27 yards, and that came up after the Bobcats had moved the ball pretty good down the field. Anyway, Minute 42 to go in the first quarter. Thayer tied the game at 7 on a Lane Grimes 27-yard touchdown run. Bobcats scored 2 more touchdowns in the first half, both in the second quarter. One of them, with 9 minutes to go, Landry Pitts carried for a 7-yard touchdown run over the right side. That was set up on a 34-yard bomb from Landry Pitts to Lane Grimes at the 7-yard line, where he caught it and went out of bounds. Thayer took the lead 14-7. And then with 3:45 to go in the half, Peyton Mills broke one over the left side. I mean, he bounced off a tackler in the middle, powered away from the tackle, and rumbled 45 yards for a touchdown. Thayer leads it 20-7. And the Bobcat defense with a second interception in the first half, as Kabul went for it down inside the 20-yard line on a 4th-and-7. Pass was picked off in the end zone, and that's how the half ended. Again, Thayer Bobcats with the lead, 20-7 over the Kabul Bulldogs. Thayer Bobcats football tonight brought to you in part by Thayer Dental Care, Taylor, Grubaugh, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in West Plains, the Car Doctor 2 in Thayer, and Community First Banking Company of West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. We'll be back. Statman Adams working on your first half test. We'll have those for you in just 2 minutes on the Thayer PTN Halftime Report.
Let's talk dental care for a moment. You want the best, you want quality, and you want it affordable. That's what you get at Thayer Dental Care. They offer same-day service on crowns without the messy impressions or temporaries. Same-day single tooth replacement with implants or denture stabilization with traditional implants through their state-of-the-art in-house denture lab. They even have Invisalign. Call Thayer Dental today with questions or to schedule an appointment. 417-264-7266. Located in downtown Thayer and Walnut Ridge.
It should never hurt to hike in the hills of the Ozarks or cast a fly in the White River. And golf, tennis, bowling should always be pain-free. So if you have shoulder, knee, wrist, hip, or ankle pain, call Knox Orthopedics. Doctors Thomas Knox, Russ Rawls, Jason McConnell, and Don Franklin will make sure you can live your life the way you were meant to. Outdoors and pain-free. Knox Orthopedics, right here in the Ozarks, KnoxOrthopedics.com.
It's coming in 2022. The Bi-State Area's new Beef Barn. Mohawk Stock Yards at the state line, just off US 63 and Nettleton Avenue in Thayer. It's truly a business built with its focus on building a stronger cattle industry in the Ozarks. Mohawk Stock Yards is proud to sponsor the Bobcat Coach's Corner and wish Coach Weber and the Bobcats great success. To schedule a farm visit or for any direct from the farm sales, just call owners Marty Cruz, 417-274-7719, or Andy Mills at 417-280-0755.
Community First Banking Company declares My Card Rules. It's their new mobile app feature that allows you to add alerts or restrictions to your debit card, report a lost or stolen debit card, or temporarily suspend your card and reactivate it, all at the touch of a fingertip. And Community First still offers free checking accounts, free debit cards, and free paper statements.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
And the Kabul Marching Bulldog Band out on the field, entertaining the folks here at halftime, doing a good job. And it is the Thayer PCN Halftime Report. Thayer with a 20-7 lead over the Kabul Bulldogs. Thayer was down at one point in this game, 7-0, came back and scored 3 unanswered touchdowns in the first half, including a beautiful run by Peyton Mills. I'm still thinking about that one. That was as pretty a run as we've seen in a while. Statman Adams with me in the booth. He's been working on the stats for the first half, and what have we got?
We got a lot of numbers. A lot of strange numbers and strange names in here that aren't usually in here yet. So we'll just start with the Kabul Bulldogs. Rushing-wise, they've got 91 yards rushing, 3 first downs with 1 touchdown, and that touchdown was a 14-yard carry by Braxton Davis. Passing, number 7, Trey Atkins. He is 7 for 16 with 60 yards, 4 first downs, and 2 interceptions. That'll bring their first half total to 150 yards, 7 first downs, and 1 touchdown. Then you get to the Thayer Bobcats, and like I said, different names in here than what you're used to at halftime. Rushing-wise, they had 140 yards, 3 first downs, 3 touchdowns. Peyton Mills did have 75 yards on 5 carries. Most of it came off a 45-yard run for the touchdown. Grimes had a 27-yarder for a touchdown. He's got 30 yards on the night, and Mark Spencer with 29 yards on 8 carries. So really, the rushing yards are pretty spread out for the Bobcats, like they usually are, just different names, which I'm hung up on.
Yeah, well, and I think that is, of course, and if folks don't know, the Wilson brothers,
yeah.
Griffin and Jackson, not playing tonight, neither one in uniform. Jackson did try to go through the warm-ups,
yeah.
but just couldn't do it. He is suffering from a turf toe. And Griffin Wilson has a deep thigh bruise, so neither one playing tonight. And that has affected this game a lot, not only in your backfield, because if you're starting fullback and you're starting tailback, maybe the most yardage of any tailback in the SCA so far this year.
Yeah.
And, you know, a candidate for back of the year in the SCA. But they're not back there, so they not only have to make those substitutions on offense, and you've got to make those substitutions because they're also two of the better defensive players
right.
in the SCA and on this football team. So Thayer's had to make a lot of adjustments tonight, and so far, so good.
Yeah.
I've been impressed. I mean, the opening drive tonight for Kabul, the defense really struggled, but they seemed to have kind of get settled in. As the half went on, they got better.
Yep. And passing-wise, Landry Pitts had a very nice game so far. He is 4-for-6 with 69 yards and 3 first downs. So even getting it done in this wet field, as you could say. The half totals, that brings them to 209 yards with 3 touchdowns and 6 first downs.
All right, Bob, a lot of games going on around the Ozarks region tonight. We'll get to the updated scores as Mike is out there in the Ecom Sports Center and working at the sports desk tonight. Mike Robinson will have those for you. You're listening to the Thayer PCN Halftime Report. We'll be back to CarMax Stadium in Kabul in just about 5 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Welcome to your new home, guys.
We couldn't have done it without you.
Seriously.
Right? Right here.
Ready to buy a home? Whether it's a starter, a vacation, or a forever home, a RE/MAX agent has the market knowledge, experience, and skills to help find what you need. Then secure the keys. I'm Alex O'Neill, broker owner at RE/MAX Real Estate Exchange in Thayer. Give our team a call at 417-264-6161. Each office independently owned and operated.
The best treatment begins with the best diagnosis, and doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, Jason McConnell, and Don Franklin at Knox Orthopedics base their practice on this philosophy. They utilize state-of-the-art MRI diagnostic equipment, so you can rest assured any surgical procedures and recommended therapies for your degenerative condition or injury are going to produce the best possible outcome. Knox Orthopedics, providing orthopedic excellence since 1983.
Knox Orthopedics continues to follow prescribed guidelines for patient and staff safety.
A shield against the elements. Comfort in the midst of chaos. Shelter in the aftermath of destruction. For 75 years, Shelter Insurance has remained true to our promise to be there when you need us most. This is the heartbeat of our company, our why. Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life.
Hey, this is Capri. Come see us at Roger Foley's office at 201 Mammoth Street in Thayer, Missouri.
At FNBC, we are committed to our customers and being an active member in the communities we serve. With 11 convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas, we invite you to stop by and pull up a chair with one of our community bankers to see how FNBC can serve you. We offer products like Cobalt Checking with ID Protect, and our online and mobile banking allow you to manage your accounts right in the palm of your hand. FNBC is here to build a lasting relationship with you.
You and FNBC better together? Go Bobcats! Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
Well, good evening. I'm Mike Robinson here at halftime of our Thayer Bobcat game with the Kabul Bulldogs. Of course, your halftime brought to you by Pizza Inn of Thayer. Our game, the Bobcats leading 20-7. It's what's been a battle there in the pit. West Plains at the half, trailing Lebanon 22-14. It is Salem, Missouri over Willow Springs, 18-6. Mountain Grove leads Liberty, 22-16. Ava leading Houston at the half, 27-0. As we go to Arkansas, we see the Highland Rebels trail Truman at the half, 21-0. It's Melbourne over Salem, 28-14 at the half. Rivercrest leading at Cave City, 14-7. Mountain Home trailing Greenwood, 24-7. Batesville leading Paragould, 23-0. Pocahontas won a 20-0 lead over Gosnell. And the only other score we got right now is baseball. The St. Louis Cardinals, red hot Cardinals, leading the Chicago Cubs in the top of the fourth. It is 1-0. We'll keep you updated on all the scores throughout the night. We'll get you back out to Mike and Adam here in just a minute. on the Ecom Sports Network.
Small town values mean a lot to Lauren Perkins Allen, attorney at law. She's from here and a proud Bobcat alumnus. She's been practicing law in Kansas City for 20 years, but also serves our local community with pride. If you need an attorney, call Lauren Perkins Allen, attorney at law. Small town values with big city experience. 816-877-8120 or visit laurenallenllc.com.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertising.
If the referee makes the wrong call, it can ruin your day. Don't make the wrong call when selling your property. Listings are scarce and buyers are ready. It's never been a better time to list. Call me, Denise Cunningham, your realtor at Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate. 417-280-0173. The right call every time.
Office number 417-264-7000. Each office independently owned and operated.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC in West Plains. We buy cars, trucks, and SUVs. Used vehicles are worth top dollar right now, and we want to buy your car. Bring by your vehicle and title for an instant cash offer.
Find new roads at Taylor Grubaugh Chevy Buick and GMC.
It's where to go and buy your car. It's service and best price by far. In West Plains, Mo, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Time for a change? We'll try Pizza Inn of Thayer's all-new house pan pizza made with fresh, never-frozen dough, made in-house daily, topped with fresh ingredients and 100% real mozzarella cheese, and it's pan-fried to a crispy golden brown crust. What goes better than football season and pizza? Call 417-264-3800 for carry-out or delivery, or visit pizzainn.com to place your order now for the Pizza Inn of Thayer. And they say, go Bobcats.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
It's halftime at Carmack Stadium in Kabul. Good ball game in the first half. Thayer leads it 20-7 at the intermission. And look at some of those other scores around the undefeated West Plains Zoosers trailing 11. And at halftime, Adam, 22-14. A slobber knocker going off up there in Lebanon, Missouri. Mountain View, Birch Street, Liberty, and Mountain Grove. The Panthers lead at 22-16. Salem leads Willow Springs 18-6. And Ava, the undefeated Ava Bears, leading Houston 27-0, spoiling homecoming for the Houston Tigers tonight. So far.
It's a pretty good Houston Tiger team.
It is a really good Houston Tiger team. And, of course, Thayer Bobcats will take on those Ava Bears next Friday night over on the Hill in Douglas County. And I expect that's going to be a good one. Hopefully, Thayer Bobcats will be back at full strength in time for that game next week. I'm talking about getting Griffin and Jackson Willison back in the lineup. And because they are certainly missed out there tonight.
Yeah, and I think you're really going to have to fight with them to keep them off the field with that one.
Well, that's all up to the trainers at this point. All right, both teams have made their way back out onto the field. Again, Thayer leads Kabul 20-7 at the half. Thayer actually trailed 7-0 early in this game, but they have answered back with three unanswered touchdowns, and Kabul will have the ball to start the second half. We'll take a timeout. Back with your second half of football in just 2 minutes. You're listening to the Thayer Pizza Inn Halftime Report.
Let's talk dental care for a moment. You want the best, you want quality, and you want it affordable. That's what you get at Thayer Dental Care. They offer same-day service on crowns without the messy impressions or temporaries. Same-day single tooth replacement with implants or denture stabilization with traditional implants through their state-of-the-art in-house denture lab. They even have Invisalign. Call Thayer Dental today with questions or to schedule an appointment. 417-264-7266. Located in downtown Thayer and Walnut Ridge.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do. All the products that you want at a price you can't afford. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store. Garden, clothing, pet supplies, farm and household too. Fencing, automotive, hey, we deliver too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
When you're in the market for a new pre-owned vehicle, you need to make a stop at Oregon County Cars in Thayer.
They keep a good selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot all the time. And if you're looking for something special and they don't have it, tell them about it. They'll try and find you one. Oregon County Cars, where they offer a free 3-month, 3,000-mile powertrain warranty on all vehicles sold. They're also a collision repair estimate center for all your collision repairs. Oregon County Cars, just up the road from the Dairy Queen in Thayer.
Ozarka College, with campuses in Melbourne, Ash Flat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer surgical technology, nursing, automotive and diesel mechanics, teaching, culinary arts, agriculture, aviation, welding, and the list goes on. And with the Carpenter Technical Center, now open in Ash Flat, new opportunities are just around the corner. If you need a flexible schedule, check out Ozarka's many online offerings. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, your story starts here.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Hey, welcome back to CarMax Stadium. Both teams have taken the field, getting ready for the second half kickoff here. Thayer with the lead, 20-7 over the Kabul Bulldogs, and large part and thanks to two interceptions tonight by the Thayer Bobcats. Kabul's, you know, they've aired it out long about four times, and none of them been complete. Two of them have been intercepted, so that may be something they rethink coming into the second half of this game. And for the Thayer Bobcats, Adam, tonight it's all about the defense. They got to continue to play good defense without two of their best defensive players on the field.
Yeah, and they were pretty rocky there in the beginning, but they've really stepped up the last quarter, and then probably like the last 8 minutes of the first quarter.
Yeah. All right, so Thayer Bobcat football tonight brought to you by some of your Thayer Bobcat boosters, like the Clary Funeral Homes in Thayer, Mammoth Spring in Alton, the Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center in Thayer, the Thayer Walmart, along with the Country Cottage Cafe, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Eklund in Thayer at West Plains, Thayer Plant Food and Thayer Farm Center at the Langley Animal Clinics in Thayer. Kyron Magnuson teed it up for the Thayer Bobcats to kick off to the Kabul Bulldogs. Neither team has kicked the ball deep, but here's Thayer going to try it offside. Ball is going to be on the ground. It's still loose, and the Thayer Bobcats have recovered at the 46-yard line. Thayer Bobcats, and that was...
I believe that was Brendan Bigger.
Brendan Bigger's got on the loose ball for the Thayer Bobcats. So the Bobcats open the second half with an onside kick, and the Bobcats have got the ball back. They'll have it at the Kabul 46-yard line. And it is a recovery by the Thayer Bobcats. So first down here at the 46-yard line of Kabul Bulldogs. And that's got to be disheartening for Kabul. Going to get the ball to start the second half, chance to climb back, you know, into the game, so to speak. And now you got to put your defense out there and give the other team the ball in great field position. Bobcats send the man wide to the far side and wide to the near side. Grimes in the slot. Bobcats with a flanker and a lone setback back there. And pitch back looking to throw, gets some pressure, throws this one deep in the middle. Ball is in and out of the hands of the intended receiver down around the 12-yard line. That was a fast Lane Grimes between two defenders. And I'm telling you, Lane thinks he should have caught that ball.
Yeah, he's mad at
But he was double covered. Good covered by Kabul, and Pitts threaded that thing in there like a needle.
The good thing about Lane Grimes is he will remember that, but he'll also forget it because he won't think about it on this play.
Right, exactly. Second down and 10 now for the Thayer Bobcats from the Kabul 46-yard line. So after the turnover, Coach Weber going for the downs on first play. I like that. Well, we're told Coach Pitts up here in the booth next to his first play. I'm going to chunk that thing down the field, and they did. Bobcats here in shotgun formation on a second down and 10. They're going to fake a handoff, now give it to Spencer. Spencer running over the left side. Got a little room out to the 40-yard line and brought down from behind. It'll be a 6-yard pickup. Bring up a third down and 4 for the Thayer Bobcats. So Mark Spencer continuing to get some good yardage. The sophomore in there playing in place of Jackson Willison. And, of course, Peyton Mills, who had the big 45-yard touchdown run, playing fullback tonight in place of Griffin Willison for the Thayer Bobcats. Third down and a long 5 here for the Thayer Bobcats. That great to huddle with 17 seconds to go on the play clock. Grimes and Simer wide to the near side. Pitch up under center, split back, tight end on the near side. They're running to the right. Pitch is going to pull it out. Now pitch it to Spencer. Spencer sidesteps one tackle, dives inside the 40 to the 39, and he'll pick up about 2 of the 5 they needed. So a 4th down and 3 for the Thayer Bobcats. And I think the way the defense has played tonight, you got to go ahead and go for it here.
Yeah, I think so.
4th down and 3 inside the 40. Go for it.
punting has not been real good tonight either.
No, it
I'm
has
going
not.
For it.
We've seen 15-yard punts and 8-yard punts and everything else. The Bobcats going to go for it on fourth down and a long three from the Kabul 39-yard line. A fake handoff, pitch rolling to his right, got some room. He's going to run for the first down and be taken out. Well, nicely stepped out of bounds. And about the 30, where are they marking, 32-yard line? Yeah, down around the 30, I don't see where they mark. They actually mark him at the 34. Wow. So he picks up about 5 yards on the play, and a good scramble there by Landry Pitts. Just tuck it and run, and he...
I think that was a design play.
I think it was, too, and it was a good one. Picked up the first down. So a first down brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains. Fair on a first and 10. Give it to Spencer, running over the right side. Cuts it out. Now back inside. He's inside the 30 and brought down at about the... right on the 30, maybe the 29-yard line. So another 4 or 5 yards for Mark Spencer. Running to the right, trying to stay in the relatively good part of the field. If he runs that ball to the left, he's in a mud hole. But he ran it to the right side, stayed in the grass, although it wet grass. 5 yards on the play. Second down and 5 for Thayer Bobcats, closing in on that Community First Banking Company red zone. Thayer looking to go up 3 touchdowns, leading by 2 right now. Landry Pitts up under center, split back on a second down and 5. Fakes in the middle, looking to throw the football. Now going to tuck it and run. He's got some room. He's in the 25-20. Cuts it back outside. Oh, and a nice open field tackle by his opposing quarterback, Trey Atkins, at the 18-yard line. But that is a good 10-yard run for a first down for Landry Pitts. And, I mean, the entire left side of that offensive line did not. Or the entire left side opened up the left side of the field for Landry. Well, Landry Pitts back-to-back first down runs, and the Thayer Bobcats here with a first and 10 brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. Thayer now officially in the Community First Banking Company red zone at the 19-yard line. Down to 9:27 to go in this third quarter. Thayer recovered an onside kick to start the second half, and they're marching right down the field against this Bulldog defense. Now Spencer going in motion across the front of the formation. Landry Pitts going to throw it to him, and he makes the catch, but had to dive for it. It'll be just a 2-yard gain on the play. The ball was a bit underthrown, but if he throws that ball where he could catch it on the run, that might have went for a touchdown.
Yeah, there was nobody over there with him.
That was kind of a naked screen, if you will, throwing it to the back. Nobody out there to block for it. Well, they pick up 2 on the play, second down and 8. Again, Thayer in the Community First Banking Company red zone at the 17-yard line of the Kabul Bulldogs. Landry Pitts this time in shotgun formation. He's got Mills on the right side to protect. Double wide set. Straight back, looking to throw. Steps up in the pocket. Throws it across the middle. Caught by Spencer. He's to left hand 5. Touchdown. Thayer Bobcats on a 17-yard throw and catch. Landry Pitts to Mark Spencer. And boy, did the sophomore turn on the jets after he made that catch.
Yes, he did. We knew he was fast, but I didn't think I knew he was that fast.
Like he's running for his life on that one. And the Thayer Bobcats have gone up now 26-7 with 8:31 to go in the third quarter. And the extra point try yet to come. So Thayer now with 4 unanswered touchdowns after being down 7-0 early in this game. Get a 17-yard touchdown pass from Pitts to Spencer. We'll probably see that one again before the season's over anyway. Zach Jones on to kick the extra point. Missed the last one. Bad snap. The ball is loose on the ground. The Thayer Bobcats covered up. So the extra point try is no good. A bad snap. We've seen a number of those tonight as well. So Thayer Bobcats lead it 26-7 over the Kabul Bulldogs. We've got 8:31 to go in the third quarter. We'll be back at CarMax Stadium in a minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
We see the potential of the farmers that wake up early, of the local business owners that work late, of the people that are always ready to lend a hand. Because when you're from here, that's just what you do. At Southern Bank, we don't just help you reach your goals. We help you reach your potential so you can achieve what you want right in your hometown. Get started today with Southern Bank at bankwithsouthern.com. From here, we can do anything. Southern Bank, member FDIC.
Let the doctor inspect your car, truck, or SUV on a regular basis to keep major problems to a minimum. Car Doctor 2, just north of Thayer, has trained hands and knowledge to keep things working like they should. A regular oil change, tire inspection, and service job can pay for themselves in the long run. Should you need minor or major repair, trailer repair, alignment, or new tires, the Car Doctor 2 is where you should go. They now have the equipment to fix AC problems for old and new Freon systems. The Car Doctor 2 on North Highway 63 in Thayer.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Back to the voice of the Thayer Bobcats, Mike Crace.
And Thayer Bobcats set to kick it off after scoring the touchdown. They go up by three scores. Bobcats get a squib kick, hits one of the Kabul players in the helmet, bounces off, and recovered by a teammate at the 39-yard line. Boy, that was dangerous for Kabul.
That was.
And the Kabul Bulldogs will trot out on the offensive side for the first time in the second half. Thayer with an onside kick to start the second half and recovered it and marched that ball right down the field, scoring on the 17-yard pass play from Landry Pitts to Mark Spencer. Extra point, no good. Thayer leads it now 26-7. So Kabul, first possession of the second half. Atkins still in there, quarterback, Trey Atkins. We've got Braxton Davis on his left kick. Two wideouts on the near side. No tight end, two on either side. Wide receivers, that is. It's a snap taken. Quarterback gets some pressure, throws it out to Davis, makes a nice one-handed catch, and he gets swarmed under behind the line of scrimmage. It'll be a completed pass, but it's going to be for a loss of 2 yards on the play. Air Bobcats snuffed that one out in no time.
You know, I'm a big fan of the halfback screen like that, but it really only works three or four times a game.
Yeah. It was me and Austin Green getting there to help corral the ball carrier Davis. So apparently, me and Austin Green is shadowing Braxton Davis. And here's Kabul again in that three offensive line set. Quick pass. Oh, that one is tipped at the line and falls incomplete. Who was there got there got a piece of that ball? Well, the Thayer Bobcat defensive lineman got there and got a paw up and deflected the pass. It falls incomplete. It'll be third down and 12 for the Kabul Bulldogs. Mikhail Cray checking in the ball game now. Going to play a little nose tackle for the Thayer Bobcats. A little more speed. It was about this time last year, Mikhail really began to play a lot up on that defensive line. Third down and 12 for Kabul. Pass for a handoff, a delay to Davis, and Davis gets all the way out across the 45, marked down at about the 47-yard line. It's going to be about a 10-yard, 11-yard pickup, but they needed a full 12 for the first down, and I don't think this is going to be enough. It's going to bring up a fourth down and short yardage. But now, Now, instead of putting the ball down where he got tackled, they threw it all the way to the judge on the far sideline, and he put it down, and he put it down in front of the yard marker. Haven't seen that before. And it's first down for the Kabul Bulldogs. That was a nice delay handoff there to Braxton Davis. Goes for 13 yards in a first down. He's in the backfield again on the right hip of Trey Atkins, the quarterback in shotgun. Three receivers near side for Kabul. They're down three touchdowns. They hand it to Davis again. Oh, gets hit in the line, and he's going down right there. Nowhere to go. Thayer Bobcats made the hit. Mean Austin Green filled the gap from his linebacker spot. He stood up. Davis and took him down. It'll be a loss of a yard on the play. So Davis picks up 12-13 on one play and goes backwards on that one.
Austin Green played really well.
He has played a heck of a game tonight. Second down and 11, and Kabul wants a timeout. So Bulldog timeout with 6:53 to go in the third quarter. Thayer leading 26-7. We'll be back in a minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
If you see it, you better grab it at the annual fall preview sale at Monty's Outdoors. Stock up on fall favorites from Columbia fleece jackets, hoodies, flannel shirts, and save 20% off. Find the latest styles of Under Armour, Hook, and Life is Good apparel, all at 20% off. Check out the restocked hat wall. Over 400, just 400 new hats available. And take a look at all the latest in camo, boots, hunting gear, and accessories. If you see it, you better grab it at the annual fall preview sale at Monty's Outdoors in West Plains.
Advanced Practice Registered Nurse Leslie Batterton and her team are taking new patients at Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring. They offer the excellent care you'd expect from Baxter Regional for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. Schedule an appointment today with Leslie Batterton by calling 870-625-1709. BRHS Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring, 277 Main Street, and accepts both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Well, back after the timeout, they took a short timeout on us. Kabul ran a play. They tried to run a little slant pass over the middle, and it was knocked down by the Thayer defense, almost intercepted by the Thayer Bobcat. So it'll bring up a third down now in 11 for the Kabul Bulldogs. Third down at 11 at their own 48-yard line. Big play here for the Bobcat defense. Snap back. Ball is going to be thrown. This one, oh, and the quarterback just throwing it away. He had nobody out there anywhere. He thought the receiver was going to go out, and the receiver cut in, and Kabul misfires on the pass play, and it'll bring up fourth down and 11 at midfield for the Kabul Bulldogs. Again, fourth down and 11 for Kabul. And they're going to bring on the punter. So the Bulldogs are going to punt. That pass incomplete. And they'll bring out, now they get 11 players out there. Kabul was missing one of their alignment. Bobcats send two receivers back deep. And punter takes it, puts a foot into it. Just a good high spiraling kick taken by the Bobcat. And the run in reverse got the grind, but Kabul was there to make the play. Number 33 was a good play there on the punt coverage. Maverick Smith brought down Grimes as soon as he took the handoff. So Thayer will have it deep in their own end, back around the 15-yard line. And now they're going to bring it out. And it'll be, well, where are they going to officially mark it down? I think Thayer's getting a pretty favorable spot. They're going to say it's a 19. I thought he was closer to the 15. But anyway, Thayer will take it. First and 10 at their own 19-yard line. Thayer Bobcats take it. First down brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. Thayer Bobcats have scored four unanswered touchdowns. It was 6:34 to go in the third. Lead it by a score now 26-7 over Kabul. Bobcats come out in shotgun formation. Peyton Mills is the back on the right hip. Bobcat's going to take a handoff to the Z-back and hand it off to Lane Grimes, and he's going to pick up just a yard on the play, trying to get to the outside. You can tell the footing's not real good out there. Players are kind of tiptoeing around when they're trying to make runs around the corner.
Yeah, and that's the best way to handle this wet turf.
Well, there, Bobcats will have a second down now, about 9 yards. Second and a long eight anyway. Down to 6 minutes to go now in the third quarter. Bobcats leading 27-6. We did have an update on the West Plains game with Lebanon. What was it now?
It was 28-14 Lebanon.
11 and up, two touchdowns. That one midway through the third quarter as well.
Yeah.
Bobcats come out here in full house backfield, double tight set. They hand it off up in the middle. No, pitch kept it. He's going to throw it, and the pass is complete out at the 30-yard line for a first down. Kyron Magnuson with a beautiful catch, his second one tonight. And that'll be a 10-yard pickup and a first down for the Thayer Bobcats. Ball comes out to the 30-yard line. So a first down on a beautiful throw by Landry Pitts to Kyron Magnuson, the tight end. And a first down brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. Bobcats break the huddle. Two receivers going wide to the far side, Biggers and Grimes. Grimes in the slot. Two backs in the backfield, split back formation. Pitch up under center, hands it off in the middle, and was that Spencer again?
I believe so.
That was Spencer, breaks the tackle at the line and powers it out for about 8 yards for the Thayer Bobcats. So Mark Spencer, a young sophomore, carrying in a bunch tonight. He'll pick up, about 8. Ball down at the 39-yard line, just shy of the 39. Call it second down and a long two for the Thayer Bobcats. So Thayer marching this thing. Remember, this drive started at the 19-yard line. Andrew Pitts again up under center. Went back to the backfield. Gives it in the middle again. This time it is Spencer. He'll get only a yard on the play. Bring up a third down and short for the Thayer Bobcats. the offense has been moving the ball. I would not be surprised to see Thayer throw this one for the downtown.
Yeah, I would think that's getting ready to happen here.
They're down at about one for the Thayer Bobcats. You know, the defensive coaches for Cabool saying, watch the deep ball. Watch the deep ball. And Thayer throws it very well. Even the ones that have been incomplete tonight have been right on the money.
Yeah.
Third down and one. Will Thayer go long? Will they try to get the first down here on third? Grimes wide to the far side. Biggers wide to the near side. Footbacks. Magnuson, the tight end on the far side. They take it up in the middle. No, they'll give it in the middle, and I don't know. I don't think they got it. The handoff went to Spencer running over the left side, and he got hit immediately right at the 40-yard line. It'll bring up fourth down. And a full yard for the first down. Got about a half a yard on that play. So fourth and one at their own 40-yard line. Thayer Bobcats have got to get it to the 41 for a first down. Looks like they're going to go for it here. Here we go. Bobcats will line up in a T formation, power T formation. Biggers wide to the far side. Tight ends on the near side. They pitch it to Spencer. Spencer beats the tackler and gets a first down on about a two-yard pickup. So a first down for the Thayer Bobcats on a two-yard pickup running over the right side. And that'll be another first down brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic. You can hear the train in the background. We've got a little lightning off in the distance. It's been doing that all evening, but so far, since the game started, no rain here.
No, it's been a really nice night for football.
First and 10 Thayer. First down brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic. Bobcats again in the power T formation, double tight end set. Pitts under center, long signal count. He turns, gives it to who is that?
That's Spencer.
That was Spencer, yeah, running to the right side, going away from the blocking, kind of going to the naked side of the field, and Spencer's going to pick up a good 6 yards on first down. Kind of running against the grain on that handoff. Everything was coming left. Spencer went right and picks up 6 on the play. Second down and 4, ball nearing midfield. Well, this is the vintage Thayer Bobcat football right here.
Yes, it is. It's been impressive.
Power, power, power on this drive. This drive started way back at the 19-yard line. Again, power give Landry Pitts. Going to keep it on the option. Running to the right side. He's across the 45, down to the 43-yard line brought down. That's a 10-yard pickup and a first down for the Thayer Bobcats. First down brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. We're down to 2:13 to play in the third quarter. Neither of the Thayer Bobcats have scored here in the third quarter, trying to match it with another one. Landry Pitts made a nice fake in the middle, and the entire defense bit on it, and he rumbled for 10 yards before they knocked him out of bounds. That's a 43-yard line. They are letting the clock run. Play clock is down to 8 as they break the huddle, come to the line. Landry going to have to hurry here, and Bobcats may call a timeout. Yeah, it looks like they're going to call a timeout here before the play clock runs out, so... Now they're going to wind the clock, so they said he gets the clock reset properly. So Thayer lines up, double tight set, full out backfield. Landry Pitts going to give it to Grimes, running over the right side. He gets tripped up at the line. There's that number 25 again. This young man's played a good defensive game. Owen Casper, just a sophomore, a linebacker. And it'll be about a two-yard gain for Fastlane Grimes. He got up, slammed the ball. Thought he should have had more, but he got his feet cut out from under by Casper. A second down and a long 8 for the Thayer Bobcats here at the Cabool 42-yard line. They break the huddle again, and again, full out backfield in the T formation. Got a wide out on the far side. Pitts up under center. Face the handoff, gives it to Spencer, running over the right side. He's got some room. 40, 35, still on feet, down to the 30 and out of bounds. And that'll be about a 12-yard pickup and a first down for the Thayer Bobcats. Oh, we got a penalty flag down. Hold the phone. This may be against the Thayer Bobcats. Have to wait and see what the white hat says. Official laying right there, right around the line of scrimmage. And it is a chop block against the Thayer Bobcats. Well, that'll bring that one back. That'll be a costly penalty out near midfield. So Thayer calling for an illegal block below the knees. And that'll back it up 10 yards, I believe, from the point of the infraction. Takes the ball all the way back to the 49-yard line. So it'll bring up a second down at about 17. Second down at about 17. Ball is at the 49. They got to get to the 33 for a first down. So, yeah. Second down for the Thayer Bobcats. Boy, that was a nice run by Mark Spencer, all for naught, as he picked up 12 on the play. That one will come off the board. That's a first penalty against Thayer, second penalty.
Second penalty, I think.
Second penalty against the Bobcats.
I think I'd be looking for fast lane Grimes down the sideline here.
Second down at 17. Landry Pitts straight back, looking to throw. Throws the out pattern, got it to Grimes. He tries to step around the tackler and gets brought down. Number 7, Trey Atkins out there on the stop for Kabul. And the play picks up about 4 yards, make it third down at about 12. Actually, third down at about 13. That's a good throw and catch. Grimes tried to spin away from the defender, and he made the play. Got some good young players here at Kabul. Trey Atkins, their quarterback, just a sophomore. Number 25 out there on defense, Casper, is just a sophomore. Tyler Fleetwood, just a sophomore. And that's the end of the third quarter. Our score, 26-7. Thayer Bobcats lead the Kabul Bulldogs as we head to the fourth quarter. We'll be back in just a minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. Their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Abby, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
In the Ozarks, you know how much it means to have neighbors you can count on, like the one who mowed your lawn and trimmed that week you were sick. Well, here's another good neighbor you can count on, State Farm agent Scott Cecil. Scott and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which can save you money and time. So combine home and auto and start the savings rolling. Contact State Farm agent Scott Cecil at 151 East Walnut in Thayer or 301 LaRue in Donovan today.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
And we're set for our fourth quarter. The Thayer Bobcats open the fourth quarter with the football. It is third down and 12 from the Kabul 45-yard line. Thayer leads it 26-7, headed to the fourth quarter here at Carmack Stadium in Kabul. And what's been a beautiful night for football so far. The rain has stayed away, but it appears to be getting closer. Third down, 12. Thayer comes out. Landry Pitts up under center. Split back behind him. Double wide set. Tight end on the near side. Landry looking to roll to the right side. Looking to throw. Still looking. Still got time. Steps up. Now going to run for it. He's to the 40-yard line. Still got ways to go, and he'll be brought down. Oh, that should have been a penalty.
Should have been.
That should have been a penalty on the Kabul Bulldogs right there, and the Kabul coach is letting his player know about it. Anyway, it's going to be a scramble of about 5 yards for Landry Pitts, but to bring up fourth down. And about 7 yards to go, the penalty on the Bobcats, normally go stalling out this drive, which started all the way back at the 19th. And Thayer's have the ball for a while. I mean, a long while in this game. And then made the tackle number 54 for the Kabul Bulldogs, Savage Waits. And the Bobcats are going to punt it here. Well, the Bobcats going to flip the field on the Bulldogs. Landry Pitts, your punter. Good snap. Put the foot into it. A low line drive kick is going to hit down around the 15, bounce inside the 10, and the Bobcats are going to pin Kabul back at the 6-yard line. Good punt. And that's where the Kabul Bulldog offense will come back out on the field. Trailing 26-7, they've got a first and 10 at their own 6-yard line. At least it should be at the 6-yard line. 6 or 7. I think they got a pretty good spot there. That ball was closer to the 5 than that. But anyway, they're at the 7-yard line. And here comes Trey Atkins and his Kabul Bulldog offense. What do you do here? Trailing by 3 touchdowns in the fourth quarter. Kabul, you got to start opening it up, I think. Kabul will take the snap, hand it to Davis over the middle. He's brought down behind the line.
What's that?
Thayer Bobcats with a beautiful defensive play. That's going to be a loss of 2 yards on the play. Thayer Bobcat defense has really played well last 3 quarters.
Yes, they have. They've been scary good the last 3 quarters.
And loss of 2 yards for Davis on that one on the delayed handoff. Second down and 12. Ball now back in the 5-yard line. Kabul in shotgun. The quarterback Atkins stands in his own end zone. 10:30 to go in the game. Atkins back looking to throw. Got some time. Fakes the throw. Now looking to run with it. Bobcats will come up and get to him at about the 8 and bring him down. He stopped, and you just can't stop.
You cannot.
Cannot stop. He did. Going to pick up some yardage on the play. Picks up about 7. But it's going to bring up a 3rd down and 7. Actually, I guess he only got about 6. 3rd down and 7 for the Kabul Bulldogs. 10 minutes exactly to play in the ball game. Air Bobcat defense trying to get a stop and get the ball back. Atkins in shotgun. He's got Davis on his right hip. They snap it back to him. Now fake the handoff, and Davis tripped the quarterback, and he falls down at the 10-yard line. They tried to do a fake handoff, and then the quarterback was going to follow him, and they got their feet tangled up. And that'll bring up a 4th down and a loss of a yard on the play. So 4th and about 7. And Kabul going to be forced to punt from their own end zone. The Thayer Bobcats have almost blocked 3 punts tonight.
Yeah, I think if it's me, I'm putting one return man back, and we're going after that football in the end zone.
Well, the Thayer Bobcats have got 2 back here. Punter takes a good snap at the goal line. Just an easy pooch kick. It's going to be taken by Biggers. Biggers looking to run with it. He got to the outside. He's got some room. He's to the 35, 30. Great. Steps out of the tackle to 25. Down to the 20-yard line. To 15. Touchdown, Thayer Bobcats. Justin Biggers.
What a play.
On a 40-yard kick or punt return for a touchdown. No penalty flag down, and that makes it 32-7. Number 8, Brendan Biggers, picked that ball up at the 40-yard line. He faked the hands off to Grimes, and he kept it to the left side. And the Thayer Bobcats score another special teams touchdown.
That was impressive.
That was an impressive run. I thought he was going to get stopped at about the 20, and he just stepped out of the tackle, and then he just turned it on up the sideline. 32-7 Thayer with 9 minutes to go in the ball game, and that one may have put it in the book right there.
I believe so, but we'll see.
A lot of time to go. Zach Jones on to attempt the extra point. He has made a couple tonight, and he's missed a couple. And this one is a bad snap again, but the ball is up. And it is good, just over the upright. Zach Jones hits the extra point. And with 9:02 to play in the game, Thayer Bobcats now lead it 33-7 over the Kabul Bulldogs. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with a kickoff in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Thayer Bobcats have just returned a punt for a kick, a 40-yard punt return for the touchdown. Brendan Bigger, and what a pretty run it was. And the Thayer Bobcats may have just put this game away, leading 33-7 with 9 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Bobcats getting set to kick it off. Kicking had been an issue tonight, whether it's been punting or kicking. Bobcats have kicked him along the ground most of the night tonight. Kyron Magnuson comes up here. Again, hits a low liner. It's going to go out of bounds, down around the 24-yard line. That'll be a penalty flag, and the Kabul Bulldogs are going to get the ball here in pretty good field position. I want to say thanks to some more of your Thayer Bobcat boosters tonight. They include Langley Animal Clinic in Thayer, the First Baptist Church of Mammoth Spring, Penny Lane Accounting in Thayer, the Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer, Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton, your agent in Thayer and Alton, and Willow Springs Realty, Solomon Cornelius, helping boost the Bobcats here on this football Friday night, week number 6. Ball comes out to the 40-yard line. That's where the Bulldogs will have it, 1st and 10 here at CarMax Stadium, and they're right in the middle of that big mud hole. Won't get much traction out there right now. Atkins still at it, quarterback, got Davis on his right hip. Shotgun formation, fake the handoff to Davis. Now looking to throw. Now the quarterback's just going to tuck it and run. He's got a little bit of room. He's going to get run out of bounds. Out around the 47-yard line. That'll be about a 7-yard pickup by the quarterback, Trey Atkins. Couldn't find anybody open. Good pass coverage downfield. Just had to tuck it and run for what he could get. And he got good yardage. Bring up a 2nd down of about 4 yards to go for the Kabul Bulldogs.
36-20, Lebanon.
36-20?
Yep.
Wow, Lebanon on their way to a victory. Zizzers suffering, maybe suffering their first loss of the year. Here's Atkins back to throw again on a third down and fourth. Rolling to his left, throws it out. Caught by Fleetwood, and he's taken out of bounds at the 37-yard line. Fleetwood came all the way across the field, and that'll be a nice completion there. That's going to go down to the 36-yard line. So that's from the, what, the 46 to the 36. That is 10, 20 yards on the completion. Nice play there, and the quarterback showed a lot of patience, a lot of poise under pressure. Rolled out, got right along the line of scrimmage, went parallel to the line, and hit his receiver. On the run, nice play, Kabul. Bulldogs threatening here, down to the Bobcat 37-yard line. Atkins back again, looking to throw, rolling to his right. Going to throw this one out, incomplete. Ball hit the ground before he got to the receiver. Intended for number 31, Evan Counts. Couldn't bring it in. Now we get second down and 10. Clock will stop at 8:38 to go in the football game. 33-7, Thayer with the lead. Bobcat defense trying to get another stop here. Never want to give up more than a touchdown in the game.
Nope.
They don't want to give up another one right now, I guarantee you. Atkins this time a shotgun, an empty backfield. Four receivers on the far side of the field. And he's looking to throw it over there. Pass is incomplete through the hands of his intended receiver, number 11, Caleb Graven, another junior. He was cutting toward the ball, and Atkins tried to throw it right through him.
He's got a good arm on him.
He does.
It's going to be a fun one to watch over the next
couple
years.
Good-looking sophomore quarterback, Trey Atkins, for the Kabul Bulldogs. Alabama Bay, third down and 10 for Kabul. Again, a new ball in the game. That one was wet after hitting the turf a couple of times. So new ball is in on a third down and 10 for Kabul. Atkins has got Davis this time on his left hip. Two by two on the receivers. They fake a handoff to Davis. He's back to protect. Oh, and that one slipped out of his hands. They should have stayed with the other ball. That one slipped out of his hands and falls incomplete down around the 20-yard line. Atkins tried to wind up and heave that one down the field, and it slipped through a wounded duck up there, fell incomplete at the 20. So fourth and 10 and for Kabul, and they have no choice but to go for it here. Lane Grimes way back there playing center field. You know Kabul's going to go for the downs here. Two men wide to the far side, one wide to the near side. They got a flanker on the right side. Watch him. Here's the quarterback going to pitch it over to Davis. Now Davis going to throw it down the field. The ball is almost intercepted and incomplete. Bobcats Lane Grimes almost got his second pick of the night. Went off his hands incomplete, and the Kabul Bulldogs turned it over on downs to the Thayer Bobcats at their own 37-yard line. First and 10 for the Thayer Bobcats, leading 33-7. And we might check real quick here with Mike back at the studio. Do you have some updates on some of the other games around, Mike?
Yeah, I got a couple for you. Ava right now leading Houston 42-7. It was Willow Springs trailing Salem 24-12. As you said, Lebanon leading West Plains 36-20. Now West Plains just scored again. And that Liberty Mountain Grove game has been delayed because of weather.
Yeah, I can see lightning up that way from here. First and 10, Thayer Bobcats. They handed off to Mark Spencer trying to run up the middle. He ran into Mr. Swizlowski. And
not going to work.
yeah, that's a battle that Mark Spencer won't win very often. Now, if he's running him in a foot race, he might. But trying to run through him, that's not going to work. If you weren't with us earlier, this Swizlowski kid, the biggest offensive lineman, defensive lineman, in the SCA. He's about 6'6 and goes about 340.
I believe he just handed Mark Spencer back to Landry and said, I got your tool.
Yeah, here you go. Second down at 11 on the one-yard loss. There, Bobcats, Landry Pitts in shotgun formation. Rolling to his left, got some time, now gets chased, and going to have to run out of the pocket. He's up to the 40-yard line, breaks the tackle, and gets taken down at the 45. It's going to be a good, hard 8-yard run for Landry Pitts. He goes sliding out of bounds on that far sideline. That'll bring up a third down and short yardage play here for the Thayer Bobcats. Landry Pitts has had to kind of run for his life, but he made the most of it. Picks up seven yards they give him on the play. Out of bounds at the 46. Thayer's got to get to the 47 for the first down. Here we go, third down at about 3. Bobcats letting all the time they can run off that play clock. We're down to 7 minutes to play in the game. Bobcats trying to get set. 3 seconds on the play clock. Bobcats snap it, hand it off to Peyton Mills right up the middle. He breaks the tackle. He's all the way down to the 45-yard line before he's brought down. 12 yards on the pickup, and now a penalty flag being thrown after the play on the far sideline. Got a penalty flag down on the far sideline. This may be on the Thayer Bobcat. It's going to be a dead ball, penalty against the Kabul Bulldogs and the Thayer Bobcats. So two players got offsetting personal fouls, and it will be a first down for the Thayer Bobcats, right? Will they read? That was after the play. So the 12-yard pickup will stand for Peyton Mills. Actually, it was about 12. So 12 yards on the pickup. That will stand because the penalty came after the play. So it will remain first down. Thayer Bobcats with the ball at the 44-yard line of the Kabul Bulldogs.
Little scuffle over on the sideline.
Yeah, there was just a little bit. They get their hands together. But it's been one of those kind of nights. Sloppy field, hard to get around. You get frustrated trying to run or trying to make cuts. Can understand players getting a little bit frustrated out there. So first and 10 for the Thayer Bobcats. First down brought to you by the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains. 6:42 to play in the game. Thayer in a full house backfield. They'll pitch it to Spencer, trying to get into the outside. Now he cuts it back inside. And we get about to the line of scrimmage, and that is it. Mark Spencer, nowhere to go on that play. Bobcats tried to get some blockers out in front of him, but there was nowhere to go. Good defense to play there by the Kabul Bulldogs. You're on the Moart Coach's Corner show tonight, the Moart Stockyard Coach's Corner. Coach Weber talked about this front of the Kabul Bulldogs, and they were big. They're strong, and they play well, and they have played well tonight, with the exception of two or three plays.
And, you know, sometimes you mention big, you think of slow.
Right.
These kids aren't big, slow kids.
No, they're getting it done. Second down and 10 yards to go for the Thayer Bobcats. Again, full house backfield behind Pitts, who is up under center, double tight set. Little Statue of Liberty play on the Bobcats, dropped the ball, and the Kabul Bulldogs may have gotten it back.
I believe that plane got back on.
No, Bobcats did get back on it. Elaine Grimes, a little delayed handoff up the middle, and the ball slipped out of there. Oh, Bobcats will lose about a yard on the play, bring up third down and the 11. But at that point in the game where things are getting a bit sloppy, players kind of losing a little bit of interest here with a big lead.
Got to reel them back in.
Yep, got to reel them back in. Third down and the 11. And we're down to 5:26 to go in the ball game. So Thayer, you try and throw it here, you have to line up and run some clock on a running play and then punt it away. They got a receiver wide to either side. Landry and shotgun, they fake a handoff to him. Pitts looking to roll to his left, throws the ball. It is incomplete down around the 30-yard line. Sliding attempt at the catch out there by Simers. Couldn't bring it in. But that'll bring up a fourth down and the 11. It looks like the Thayer Bobcats are going to punt it back to the Kabul Bulldogs here with 5:07 to play in the game. Well, Thayer going to have to punt it away. Landry Pitts, the punter, stands back around his own 42-yard line. Well, Thayer Bobcat defense getting ready to head back out on the field again. Kabul hoping to get a little better field position than they did last time. Landry gets a good snap, puts foot into it, high kick,
16-9.
And that's a good punt, received at the 7-yard line, and the ball carrier gets away from the tackle, he's to the 20, to the 30, and out of bounds at the 31-yard line. Oh, Thayer had a guy down there to make the play, and he just whiffed on the tackle.
It's not what I was going to call it.
Oh. Well, anyway, ball comes out to the 31-yard line, so pretty good field position. And I thought the ball carrier, didn't see who it was, thought he might cut that thing back inside. He could have got some more yardage out of that play.
Yes, he could have.
But he cut it to the outside and ran out of bounds. And with 5:54 to play in the game, Kabul takes over at their own 31-yard line. Thayer Bobcats getting new people in and out. Some fresh uniforms out there on defense. Not many, but a few. Kabul, three receivers wide to the far side, two to the near side. Atkins and shotgun. Straight back looking to throw. Bobcats get pressure. Get pressure, and a sack.
Big Zach Jones
making the tackle back at the 28-yard line, and a penalty flag is down on the play. We'll have to see what that's about. Penalty flag down on the play, and I think Kabul thinks this might be on them. Now the officials get together, and it's going to be a sportsmanlike conduct on the Thayer Bobcat. I didn't see that.
But they didn't see the block in the back on the kicker turn either.
I didn't see that at all. I mean, they just made a sack back at the 24-yard line. And sportsmanlike conduct, to call against Thayer. They're going to mark off yardage, so I didn't see that at all.
Nope.
Didn't see that one at all.
Assuming it was for the anyway, but celebration it's the officials on the sack.
Yeah, it could have been. Could have been, you know, celebrating, but I didn't see anything that looked out of the... that was out of hand. Anyway, brings the ball all the way out to the 42-yard line and will be a first down for the Kabul Bulldogs. Well, Zach Jones will get credit for a sack, but then the penalty, that's just the, I believe, the fourth penalty on the Bobcats here tonight. One of them was offsetting penalty. So first and 10, Kabul. Down to 4:35 to play in the game. Bulldogs would like to get another score. Now the center is holding up play for some reason. And,
well, the official's right there. Yeah, they haven't blew the play start clock yet or anything.
Yeah. Official taking his time, so here we go. 4:32 to go. Kabul in shotgun formation. Davis on the right side. Quarterback rolling to his right, throws it over the middle, skips it to the receiver out around the 50-yard line. That'll be incomplete. Stops the clock with 4:23 to go. There, Bobcats with this one well at hand here tonight. We see some more lightning. Nothing over the field, but we've been watching that all night long to the north. And the field here runs east and west here at Kabul, and to the north and up Highway 60 looks like, that would be a little bit to the west, to the north and west. And weather's just slowly been edging its way this direction. So second down and 10 for Kabul. Atkins back again looking to throw, throws this one down the middle. That ball is going to be incomplete. Good defensive play by Brendan Biggers. Biggers on the coverage. Fleetwood had his hands on it. And Biggers just shoved him out of bounds, and the ball came out of there. That's a good textbook coverage by Brendan Biggers on that play. He played well tonight. Brendan Biggers playing cornerback.
Had a kick return for a touchdown.
Punt return for a touchdown. He played well.
Lebanon now up 44-20.
Wow. Lebanon turned it on against the West Plains Zizzers, so Zizzers will no longer be undefeated. And Lebanon will take over first place in the Ozarks Conference, I believe, by themselves. Shotgun formation again on a third down and 10. Atkins straight back to throw. Now he's going to run for it. He's to the 45, trying to cut it back at the 15 and gets the run out of bounds. At about the 49.
Oh, my goodness.
There's another penalty on the Thayer Bobcat. This one's going to be on number 9, Rowan Spencer. Rowan trying to step over a player who was down on the ground, didn't want to step on his teammate. And he accidentally hit the ball carrier when he was out of bounds, and they called him for a personal foul late hit. That's one of those, I guess, if you're the official, you have to make that call. But I don't know. I mean, he was just stepping over his own player instead of stepping in the middle of his back and gets called for the penalty. Anyway, it'll take the ball down to the 33-yard line with 4:07 to go. Seems like 5 minutes ago there was 4:26 to go.
Yeah, the Kabul Bulldogs have had two straight first downs on penalties.
Yeah. Got two penalties against the Bobcats for first down. So here's Kabul down to the 33-yard line. Bobcat defense trying to get him a stop here, and they got to stop committing those penalties. Atkins with it in shotgun formation. Stay back looking to throw. Got a little bit of time. Now the Bobcat's giving chase. He'll throw this one to the sideline and incomplete again.
Ooh, what a play that was.
That was by Rowan Spencer. No, that was Brendan Biggers again.
Yes, it was.
The ball was in the hands of Fleetwood, and Biggers came up and laid a smack down on him and knocked the ball out down around the 20-yard line.
Kid's played really good tonight.
He really has. Well, I think the punt return has kind of made him feel he belongs out there. Some of these Bobcat sophomores have really stepped up, especially the last couple of ball games.
Yeah.
Have really begun to play well.
And they weren't given a choice tonight.
No. Second down and 10 for the Kabul Bulldogs from the Bobcat 34-yard line. They hand it off to Davis on the delay. Davis gets it to 30, gets hit there and brought down around the 30 or the 26. That was Mark Spencer there, first man to hit him. Bobcats come up to make the play. And it'll be a pickup of about 7 yards on the play. Makes it third down and 3 for Kabul. Clock running down to 3:35 to go. In the ballgame, Kabul snaps it, hands it to Davis, running over the left side again. He'll get to about the 20, going to be stopped there, and he's going to be short of the first down.
No, I think they're going to get...
No. I was looking at it crossway. Yeah, he got 5 yards on the play in a first down. My bad. First down, down to the 20-yard line for the Kabul Bulldogs. in the Thayer Bobcat red zone with 3:27 to go. Atkins in shotgun again, got Davis on his right side. Straight back, looking to throw, got some pressure from the backside. Feels it, runs away from it, trying to get away, and brought down from behind by Mikhail Cray. Cray brings him down from behind. It'll be about a 2-yard pickup for the quarterback, Trey Atkins. You know, with as many sophomores as Kabul's got out there, as many sophomores as Thayer's got out there tonight, these two teams are going to battle in the next couple of years.
It's going to be a fun few years.
It is going to be some battle. 2 yards on the pickout. Clock continues to run. We're down under 3 minutes to go. Kabul with a second down and 8 at the Thayer 18-yard line. Atkins takes the handoff. Now throws the ball to a receiver who was not turned around. And the ball goes incomplete. A little timing play, and the receiver was a little bit late. Bobcats had good coverage out there by Grimes and Pitts. So that'll make it third down and 8 yards to go for the Kabul Bulldogs. You know, I'd give this thing to Davis. I mean, just trying to put some points on the board. Haven't scored since early in the first quarter.
Bobcats really haven't had an answer for him.
No, he's run the ball well. He's close to 100 yards.
Yeah, he's got 96 yards.
Close to 100 yards on the line. He's on the left side of the quarterback's hip in shotgun formation. Again, Atkins looking to throw. Throws an out pattern. Ball is caught. It's a 15. Down to the 10. Ball carrier hit and brought down at the 7-yard line. But it'll be a first down on a 10-yard completion. And that again with that receiver coming back to the ball. Number 11 out there. Number 11 is Caleb Graven. Finally caught one. Gets it down to the 7-yard line. Kabul, first and goal to go. Fair Bobcat defense has been really good on goal-to-goal circumstances. But this time, Davis breaks the tackle over the left side into the end zone for a touchdown. 7-yard touchdown run by Braxton Davis for the Kabul Bulldogs. And that makes it 33-13. Thayer Bobcats with the lead. And Kabul on to attempt the extra point. Thayer Bobcats are going to get the ball back here tonight with 2:24 to go. And I'm sure they'll just be in the mode of protect the football and run out the clock. Here's Wislowski on to attempt the extra point. High stance. They put the ball down. It is blocked by Mikhail Cray. The Bobcats cover it up. So the Bobcats blocked the extra point, and our score remains 33-13. They are Bobcats with a lead over the Kabul Bulldogs. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
After I drop the kids off, I have to run across town for a meeting, hit the gym during lunch. Jake has soccer tonight, and Emily has gymnastics? Oh, did I turn on the crock pot this morning?
With a never-ending to-do list, it's easy to forget something important, like setting up a life insurance plan with Shelter Insurance. Your local Shelter agent can show you how to create a safety net for your family. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, come see me, Andrew Ekman, in West Plains today.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Now back here at Carmack Stadium in Kabul, where the Thayer Bobcats have this one firmly in hand, leading 33-13. We're probably going to see another onside kick attempt here for the Kabul Bulldogs. The three times they kicked the ball tonight, they kicked it on the onside kick, and they don't make any bones about it. Got it teed up on the 40, and the kicker is on the side of the ball. He's just going to kick the top of it and bounce it 10 yards and see what happens. Wislowski kicks it hard. Bobcats, oh, it's loose, and it's still loose. Did Kabul get it?
I believe so.
It looked like the Kabul Bulldogs. The ball went right through the hands of a Thayer Bobcat up man, and a scramble for it down there, and it is going to be Kabul Bulldog football. So Thayer Bobcats could now wrestle the Bulldogs for it down on the field. And again, big lead late in the game. Kind of hard to stay focused. And that's just what happened to the Thayer Bobcats there. They knew it was coming and couldn't stop it anyway. So Kabul's got it back here at the Bobcat 42-yard line, first and 10, with 2:18 to play in the game. Thayer Bobcat defense right back out on the field. Kabul just scored with 2:24 to go and made it 33-13. Bobcats really need to prevent a touchdown here because you got to win by 13 to get your full 13 points in the district standings. Davis going in motion to the far side. Atkins, empty backfield, looking to throw. Fakes it to the outside. Now going to the left. He's going to tuck it and run. And they're going to run out of bounds at the 36-yard line. Yeah, pickup of about 6 yards on the play. From the 42 down to the 36 and out of bounds. And the clock will stop with 2:11. This clock has taken forever to run down this last 5 minutes.
Yes, it has.
It's been the longest 5 minutes in high school football history. Second down and about 5 for Kabul. Quarterback Atkins again back there in shotgun. He's been in shotgun just about every play all night long. Takes the snap. Looking to throw over the middle. Ball is up in the air, and it is caught by Fleetwood down at the 11-yard line. Biggers was there, but Biggers never turned around to see the ball coming. And Fleetwood makes the catch at the 11-yard line. Actually going to mark him out at the 12. So a first down on the completion. And the Fair Bobcat defense is Gallo. I think they kind of feel like this game's in hand. And Kabul looking to score a second consecutive touchdown. They've got Atkins in there again. Davis on his left hip. And they give it to Davis running up the middle. Bobcats hit him at the line. And he'll power it down to about the 6-yard line. We have a pickup of about 1 yard on the play, maybe 2. Well, actually, it's going to be more now. They were. Start play started at the 11. That's about a 6-yard pickup. So it is second down and about 6 yards to go. So give him 4 on the play. Kabul in shotgun formation again. Clock is down under 2 minutes, down to 1:33 to go. Atkins, little inside handoff going to Fleetwood. Fleetwood breaks the tackle, gets hit down around the 2-yard line and driven backwards. Tyler Fleetwood coming from a flanker position. Cut that one up in the middle and picked up about 2 yards on the play. Third down and 2 for the Kabul Bulldogs. They're inside the 4-yard line. Got to give this one to Davis, don't you? A minute five to go in the game.
We'll let the quarterback run the bootleg.
That could be too. Three receivers on the near side. Atkins, now they'll hand it to Davis. Oh, quarterback running the bootleg, trying to get to the end zone. Touchdown! Trey Atkins goes in for the touchdown. From about 3 yards out, 3 yard run for Atkins, and that makes it 33-19 with 54 seconds to go. Air Bobcats in danger of not getting the full 13 points for a win here tonight. Well, that would have been, it would be less than a 13-point lead here if they hit the extra point, and it is good. Swiftlowski drills it right down the middle. That makes it 33-20. Bear Bobcats with the lead over the Kabul Bulldogs. I'm going to bet there's going to be another onside kick coming in 30 seconds on the Econ Sports Network.
If you're a small business owner, you know what you mean to your customers. You're the local pro, a neighborhood problem solver, a person in their community they know will treat them right. State Farm agent Scott Cecil is no different. Scott runs a small business in Southern Missouri, too, and he's perfectly positioned to understand your needs and help you protect your small business. Stop in or talk with State Farm agent Scott Cecil for small business insurance today.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
All right, we're back after the touchdown by the Kabul Bulldogs. The Bulldogs have closed it to 33-20, and you can bet they're going to line up for another onside kick here. And Bobcats, well, lack of concentration here in the fourth quarter for the Bobcats. As Swiftlowski lined up just like he has on every kick tonight. He kicked it again. This is a little low liner. This one's going to go out of bounds, so Thayer will get the ball. And Air Bobcats are going to get it about the 48-yard line. But 54 seconds to go on the game. All the Thayer Bobcats have got to do is snap it twice, take a knee, and this game is over.
Yep.
Hard-fought victory here in a muddy Carmack Stadium in Kabul. Air Bobcats will, I'm going to guess, line up in a victory formation, and Pitts will just take a knee here. Thayer will get to the house with a 33-20 lead. 5 yards on the penalty will bring the ball to the 47-yard line of Kabul. And it will be Landry Pitts in there, quarterback Mills, Grimes, and Spencer in the backfield. Bobcats will line up in a victory formation here. Landry Pitts will take the snap to start the clock, takes the knee, and the clock will run down to about 20 seconds before the Bobcats have got to snap it again, but they will have to snap it again. Tend it. They're putting the ball right back at the line of scrimmage. They backed it up 3 yards. So a loss on the play, we won't count that. Landry Pitts got his team in the huddle. They'll take all the time they can here. They'll come to the line with 16 seconds on the play clock, 25 on the game clock. And the Thayer Bobcats are going to escape Carmack Stadium with a victory. Take a snap, take a knee. And with 9 seconds to go, clock's going to run out. And the Thayer Bobcats, with the victory, their fifth in a row. They beat the Kabul Bulldogs 33-20 here at Carmack Stadium in Kabul. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your post-game report brought to you by Shelter Insurance and Directman of West Plains in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
A shield against the elements. Comfort in the midst of chaos. Shelter in the aftermath of destruction. For 75 years, Shelter Insurance has remained true to our promise to be there when you need us most. This is the heartbeat of our company. Our why. Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life.
Hi, I'm Andrew Ekman in West Plains. Let me show you why so many clients recommend us to their friends.
It's coming in 2022. The Bi-State Area's new beef barn, Mohawk Stock Yards, at the state line, just off U.S. 63 and Middleton Avenue in Thayer. It's truly a business built with its focus on building a stronger cattle industry in the Ozarks. Mohawk Stock Yards is proud to sponsor the Bobcat Coach's Corner and wish Coach Weber and the Bobcats great success. To schedule a farm visit or for any direct from the farm sales, just call owners Marty Cruz, 417-274-7719, or Andy Mills at 417-280-0755.
Community First Banking Company declares My Card Rules. It's their new mobile app feature that allows you to add alerts or restrictions to your debit card, report a lost or stolen debit card, or temporarily suspend your card and reactivate it, all at the touch of a fingertip. And Community First still offers free checking accounts, free debit cards, and free paper statements.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
When selling your home, you could do everything yourself. But if you have a REMAX agent, they know a team of experts who will get the job done right.
I'm Alex O'Neill, broker owner at REMAX Real Estate Exchange in Thayer. When you find yourself in need of professional real estate services, give our team a call at 417-264-6161 or stop by our convenient location next to McDonald's in Thayer, each office independently owned and operated.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
We're back at Carmack Stadium after the ball game. Thayer Bobcats won their fifth straight game and are now 4-0 in SCA conference play in a showdown with undefeated Ava next Friday night over in Douglas County. Let's take a look at the scoring. By the way, 33-20 is your final. Let's take a look at the scoring. The Kabul Bulldogs got on the board first in the ball game. They scored on a 14-yard touchdown run by Braxton Davis with 5:59 to go in the first quarter. They led it at that point, as the extra point was good, 7-0. They responded just about 4 minutes later. Lane Grimes, a 27-yard touchdown run. Extra point was good, and at the end of the first quarter, we were tied at 7. Thayer Bobcats then went on to score 4 unanswered touchdowns, one with 9 minutes to go in the second quarter. It was a 7-yard run by Landry Pitts on a scramble. That was set up on a 34-yard bomb from Pitts to Lane Grimes, got it down to the 7-yard line. Next play, Landry scores, makes it 14-7 as Thayer hit the extra point. Bobcats weren't done in the first half with 3:45 to go. A 45-yard touchdown run by Peyton Mills. Extra point no good. Thayer led at the half 20-7. Bobcats scored the only points of the third quarter, came with 8:31 to go. It was a 17-yard touchdown pass from Landry Pitts to Mark Spencer. 26-7 was your score at that point. Thayer Bobcats scored again to start the fourth quarter, 9 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. It was a punt return for a touchdown by Brendan Biggers, a 40-yard punt return for the touchdown. Extra point was good. Thayer led 33-7. Then the Bobcats kind of dropped their guard a little bit. They let Kabul recover a couple of onside kicks, and the Bulldogs took advantage with 2:24 to go in the game. 7-yard touchdown run, his second of the night for Braxton Davis. Extra point was no good, made it 33-13. Kabul then recovered another onside kick. And with 54 seconds left, a 3-yard run by the quarterback, Trey Atkins, made it 33-20 as the extra point was good. And that ended up being the final. 33-20, Fayette Bobcats improved to 5-1. Kabul Bulldogs fall to 3-3 on the year. We're going to take another timeout. Statman Adam getting our stats all totaled up. We'll be back to Carmack Stadium in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
It's time for families to enjoy the school sports scene once again. Everyone from Knox Orthopedics at No. 3 Medical Plaza wishes our many area athletes not only a winning season, but an injury-free season as well. If the unexpected should occur, however, Knox Orthopedics' four highly qualified orthopedists, Drs. Knox, Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin, can evaluate, diagnose, and successfully treat your injuries to get you back doing what you love sooner rather than later. Yes, they can fix that. Check them out at KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe in a basement full of water?
Honey, I think we need a plumber.
Is a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, come see me, Andrew Ekman, in West Plains today.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
And welcome back to our postgame report, the Shelter Insurance and Directman of West Plains postgame report. Thayer Bobcats have won here tonight, 33-20, the final score, and Stepman Adams got our final stats for the night.
Yes, I do, and we'll just start with the team combined. The Kabul Bulldogs had 150 rush yards with 5 first downs, 3 touchdowns. Individual stats, the quarterback, number 7, Trey Atkins, he had 30 yards on 11 carries, 1 touchdown. Braxton Davis, number 24, had 109 yards on 19 carries with, I believe, 2 touchdowns. And then Fleetwood, number 40, the sophomore, had 5 carries for 11 yards. Passing-wise, Trey Atkins was 12 for 32 with 127 yards, 7 first downs, and he did have 2 interceptions in the first half. They did have a halfback screen that really didn't amount to anything. It was incomplete. Braxton Davis threw that one. So that brings their totals to 277 yards, 14 first downs, 2 of those coming by way of penalty, and 3 touchdowns. Then you get to the Thayer Bobcats. Rushing-wise, as a team, they had 223 yards, 8 first downs, and 3 touchdowns. Landry Pitts carried the ball for 44 yards on 10 carries. Mark Spencer stepped up, did a fine job, 60 yards on 18 carries. Peyton Mills had 87 yards on 6 carries, and Lane Grimes had 32 yards on 5 carries. Then you get to Landry Pitts passing-wise. He was 8 for 12 with 102 yards, 4 first downs, and 1 touchdown, and that is hard to do on a wet field.
Yeah, that's nice numbers right there.
And then, so for a total, they had 325 yards with 5 touchdowns and 12 first downs.
And 5 touchdowns means $250 for the kids at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, as the Thayer Bobcats get $50 for every touchdown they score this year, thanks to Thayer Dental Care. That money going to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Thank you, Dr. Patel. All right, so we need to name, and they're kind of rushing us around here to get out of here before the rain really starts, because we're seeing thunder and lightning real close here at the Carmack Stadium, so we had wrapped up. We need to name the Thayer Bobcat Player of the Game, presented by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and West Plains, and we will do that right after this.
The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Fox Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Back to the voice of the Thayer Bobcats, Mike Crace.
All right, man, time for us to name the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic Bobcat Player of the Game. And we're going with a Bobcat quarterback tonight, Landry Pitts. Landry, again, the number is 8 for 12 for 102 yards. And he's going to get our Player of the Game with big honorable mentions tonight to Brendan Biggers on defense, who was just outstanding tight. He also had the punt return for a touchdown. And that's the defensive play, by the way. And Peyton Mills. That's a big runs up the middle when the Bobcats kind of put this game away. So congratulations, our Thayer Bobcat Players of the Game. All right, be sure and join us again next Friday night. We'll have the Thayer Bobcats as they take on the Ava Bears. The Ava Bears over at Ava. We'll be on the hill in Douglas County. And looking forward to getting over seeing our friends in Ava next Friday night. And that will be a battle for lone possession of first place in the SCA standings. Both Thayer and Ava are undefeated in conference play. Again, your final tonight, 33-20. Thayer Bobcats with the win over the Kabul Bulldogs. Thayer Bobcat football tonight brought to you in part by the Baxter Regional Health System's Hometown Clinic in Mammoth Spring, Remax Real Estate Exchange, Alex and Kylie O'Neill in Thayer, Monty's Outdoors of West Plains, the Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic, Dr. Mike Tersey, Shelter Insurance, Andrew Eckman of West Plains, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, Thayer Dental Care, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, the Car Doctor 2, Community First Banking Company of West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer, Pizza Inn of Thayer, Oregon County Cars, Century 21 Combs and Associates, Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains, Ozarka College, Southern Bank in Thayer, State Farm Insurance, Scott Cecil, your agent in Thayer, Lauren Perkins Allen, Attorney at Law, FNBC Community Bankers, Knox Orthopedic in Mountain Home in West Plains, the Moart Stockyards, and Shelter Insurance, Roger Foley in Thayer. For Mike Robertson back of the studio, and for Statman Adam, I'm Red Bull Mike Crace. Till next time, have a good time.